smoke weed every day.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Kiss my pussy.
All right, here we are. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Inside Voices tonight. This song I dance to with my, I just put my thumbs out each side of my hips. I hold my thumbs by my hips and I poke them out and they go left and right. I'm like, yeah. Anyway, well, good evening, everybody. Thanks for hanging in there. Milkman is having technical difficulties. That's why we're late. I would have started on time, but Milkman's having some issues getting connected fully over there on his end on Skype, etc. So I was trying to coach him on the phone, helping him out, offering some free IT tech support. And he decided that while I, while he works on that, I'd go ahead and start the show because you guys have been waiting long enough. So sorry about that. I'll give him a call here in a few more minutes. Just going to give him some more time to hopefully finish setting up. In the meantime, this is Madhouse Radio. Welcome. We'll be doing prank calls and such tonight. The website is madhouselive.com, madhouselive.com. That's our home base machine. Yeah, lots of things there. You know, the podcast and chat room and the pictures and the forums that no one uses. I'm going to shut those forums off, guys. Come on. I don't know. Is there a problem with the forums? Because no one's posted there in a month. And I know we had a we had an issue with the logging on, logging out system there that we fixed this week. I don't know how long it had been going on for. But if anyone can let me know why you're not using the forums, is there a problem logging in right now? Is it not working for anybody, or are you guys just not using it? If you're not using it, that's cool. I mean, whatever. I'm just wanting to make sure it isn't that people are trying to use it and can't. Because we have been having problems with it. All right. Well, we also are on Cacti Radio, PLA Radio. I don't know what it's called these days. But hi, everyone there. And also a big what's up to everyone listening live on Blue Planet Prank Radio, motherfuckers. All of you. All right. Well, we got lots of prank call ideas tonight here. Lonesome Loser has been sending in some numbers that we can call. By some, I mean he sent in a shitload already. Including someone who has a $600 reward for a lost gold wedding band. we have, it was lost while surfing. Yeah. We also have a few restaurants here, including the Waterfall Cafe. Man, I hope they have a waterfall there. We also have some 7-Eleven machines, a place called Cold Storage. That sounds cool, man. Cold Storage. We got one of the we got the restaurant at the IKEA in Singapore. That's pretty random. We also have Reverend Jones. Hey, we got a lot of good numbers here to get to from Lone Center Ready, and I'm sure we'll be getting more throughout the night. So looking forward to that. Your prank requests are accepted. They're encouraged, actually. If you go over to the Madhouse Live site, madhouselive.com, once again, if you didn't catch that before, there is a request a prank form right there, free to use. We don't share your information. We keep you anonymous. It's pretty easy and simple to figure out and fill out there. So send those prank requests throughout the night. I'll get to them as I can. Can't get to them all, but I get to them as I can. Big Ken's already sent in some numbers, including a one-bedroom apartment for share for $350 a month. And we also have someone who wants to share their apartment with an Indian student. His name is Zach. I don't think he's Indian. I think he just has an Indian fetish. I don't know any Indians named Zach. Also, Big Bolas, Big Cojones, it's calling about what? Okay. There's a woman called Georgina who's the owner of a store. Charges $5 for people just because they go showrooming. Wow. So she charges, I don't know what she does though. This is in Australia. Anyway, we got that number here also. So what I'm getting at, I say all that to say this, request a prank's open, use it. If you have a prank you want us to do, that's usually the easiest way to get it to me as opposed to trying to message me or send it to someone in the chat room. It gets confusing, it gets lost in the shuffle. Request a prank. Okay. Let me warm up here. The first call of the night isn't always gold, because I'm just warming up. But it opens the door for our usual silliness. Here we go. IKEA restaurant in the Singapore. We're going to do that, motherfucker. Then we'll call Milkman's. See if Milkman's is ready. Milkman's ready. It's called about Milkman here. It's called IKEA about Milkman.
Thank you for calling IKEA. Our shopping hours for IKEA Tampines and IKEA from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily. Thank you. So, to help you with your inquiry, please choose one of the following options. Mm-hmm. For home delivery and assembly inquiries, please press 1.
Okay.
For store trading hours and public transport information, please press 2.
Okay.
To speak to our operator for all other general inquiries, please press 3.
Sweet.
Please hold while your call is being transferred.
Good morning, this is IKEA.
Oh, hey, honey, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Oh, that's good. I was trying to get a hold of the restaurants where they got the meatballs, you know? They got these meatballs there. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I call in and the menu doesn't have an option to talk to the restaurant. So why is that, first of all?
I see. Can I know for which branch of the restaurant you're referring to, sir? Because we got two, Tampines or the Alexandra IKEA?
Well, you know, the IKEA, did you say?
Oh, yeah. Are you referring to that?
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous that I can't get through with an option on the phone. What's going on here?
I see. Can you hold on, sister?
A little bit of Bill Bollocks there for you. Who is this?
Hello?
Who is this?
Huh?
Who is this? Hello?
Hello, yes?
How are you? Is this the restaurant?
Yes, restaurant.
Oh, you have the meatballs, right? I sent Milkman for some meatballs, Swedish meatballs with the gravy and the mashed potatoes.
Yes, why?
And he hasn't shown up yet. Where is it? Did he go there? Did you see Milkman?
Who you are? You want to speak to somebody, Brian or what?
Yeah, Brian.
Okay, hold on, please, huh?
All right. How does she know Milkman's real name? Holy shit. That's awesome.
Hello?
Hello!
Hello.
Is it Brian?
Yeah, Brian here. How may I help you?
Brian, you're supposed to go and, you know, we're starting the show late because of you, and then you're supposed to bring the meatballs. You know, Swedish meatballs, you're supposed to bring like 20 of them here where we're going to eat them on the air. What's going on?
Meatballs, because I'm... Sorry. In a meeting room or what? Sorry?
Yeah, meatballs, mashed potatoes you were going to bring, and that little faggot jelly. You know? You know the jelly? Red jelly?
The lingonberry, yeah.
Yeah, lingonberry, faggotberry. That we were supposed to bring all that. We were going to cut it all up and mix it all up in a bowl, you know, or a coffee mug. You take the mashed potatoes and you cut up the fucking meatballs with a spoon. You slice them all up, go rah, 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 rah. And then you put them in the microwave.
Oh, okay.
You make like a big slop in a coffee cup, then you eat it. It's good, man. I put some hot sauce in it. After it's warmer. After it's warmer. Listen, where are you? We're supposed to have meatball soup.
Meatball soup?
Yeah, we're gonna make meatball soup. Come on.
No, I don't get this. Where are you going from?
Me and you are gonna make a meatball soup. I just gave you the recipe. Come on.
Meatball soup.
Yeah, meatball soup.
Because I haven't received anything yet.
Oh, what about then? You go take a pot. You have a pot over there. You can put your naked ass on it and take a shit in it, you know, like move your bowels.
Yeah, may I know who is on the line, please?
Oh, my name is Mr. Cross. I'm looking for Milkman. Your name is Brian, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and then you're going to come and take a shit, and you're going to pull down your pants and underwears and put your ass cheeks in that big, one of those big, tall pots and push out everything that's in your colon and your anus and your lower intestines. You're just going to clear out, you know, your intestines. Move your feces out.
Yeah, we have to respect, so I'm selling food. I'm not selling any shit here.
Well, that's the whole thing. If you sit on the pot like that, maybe I'll give you, like, a suppository. We'll stick it up there, and it softens it all up and clears you up really nice. You know, and you put that in the pot. You know, then you, I don't know, you think maybe you could cook that. What would you add to that? Maybe, like, some... Like a chicken base? Do you have chicken stock there, or what do you have?
Yeah, so... do you want? Sorry, what?
What? Are you angry? What happened?
No, I'm just asking, what do you need?
Are you being nasty? We're going to call it alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup?
Yeah. You take it.
Sure.
And then we
have... So when you have time for coming down?
Oh, well, I was hoping you would come down, you know? But when's good for you?
I'm going to try that myself. I can't leave it for now.
Maybe in 30 minutes I come down there and I look at you, take a look at your arms. Maybe you take your shirt off for me. I take some pictures real quick, you know? Size you up a little bit, see how you're going to look. And then I'll have you make some alphabet soup.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You just come down, look for me.
All right, that sounds good. You take your shirt off, yeah, you know?
No problem.
You show me. Oh, is your chest, is it hairy or smooth?
No, easy. You just come down.
You have a hairy, are you hairy or smooth?
Yeah, okay. I'm busy for now, okay?
Are you cut or uncut?
Sorry?
Are you cut or uncut? Are you top or bottom?
No. Sorry, you may call the wrong line, man.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
I'm in the busy now.
This is a mistake,
no,
the whole thing. I didn't... Sorry, I'm sorry. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't mean to confuse you. All right, well, thank you. You're a very nice man, Jill says.
No problem.
Bye, honey. See you, bye. That was a very nice man. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about there, man. Like I said, I'm just warming up. Meatball soup sounds good, man. Make a soup with those IKEA meatballs. Literally, I just said you take the three things. I think it's three things, right? You get the mashed potatoes, the lingonberry jam, and the potatoes. Oh, yeah, and the gravy, if you want it. But they ask you want gravy? It's usually a black guy at the IKEA in my old hometown. You want gravy on that? You want? You're usually a black guy with a do-rag on, working at IKEA. Spends 8 hours a day plus with a freaking ladle in his hand, just ladling that shit. Yeah, man. Those jobs like at Disney and stuff, like I used to live in Orlando, if you didn't know. Those jobs at Disney are, some of them, like if you're at the bottom of the totem pole, they're maddening. And so I lived in the Orlando area every summer, when you're a sophomore or higher in high school, they would, around this time of the year, around April, you know, about a month before school ended, they started saying, oh, if you want to work in the summer, you know, you come to school and you get in, you know, we pile you in a school bus and we drive you to SeaWorld or Universal Studios, you know, and you can work for the summer. We'll give you a ride and come back and all that shit. And I was, one year I was like, hell yeah, man, this sounds awesome. We did that. And, they made us work for less than minimum wage. Legally, they got away with it. That was because it was a program, you know, it wasn't a job. Less than minimum wage for child labor. And there were, you know, the three jobs were picking up random trash, just walking around with a broom and a little bucket on a stick and picking up random trash. That was the first one. The second one was, giving out, like, you worked at a restaurant, but you would do just one thing. So literally all you would do was put a piece of chicken on a plate. That's all you did. Chicken on a plate, chicken on a plate. Like, you would receive the tray or the plate at that stage of the freaking line, and that's all you did. And the third one, which is what I did, which was cool, was you sold ice cream bars in the Shamu Stadium. That was the third job, and I got that, luckily, because that was kind of cool, but you had to go up and down the stairs all day in 90-degree Florida July-August heat. Sweating your ass off in a polo shirt and shorts though, which is kind of cool. But you just had to sell a minimum of 5 ice cream bars. And after that, you got a little bonus. You made a little money off of them. It was actually pretty. It was a good hustle. I did that for a few weeks and I would save up to like buy a Nintendo 64 and then I would stop. I would only do it for like a month. I wouldn't do it for the full 2.5-3 months. I would do it up until my birthday, which is in June usually. Anyway, that was fun stuff. I don't even know why I'm bringing that up. Well, we got to go to the Atlanta Olympics also for the same deal. Same kind of work at the Atlanta Olympics. Took a charter bus up there. Anyway, every year they had this program. It was kind of bullshit. It was basically make you, you know, for the summer... child labor that costs less than minimum wage for the big parks in Orlando. But it was fun. I mean, if you didn't have anything to do that summer, if you were stuck at home, it was cool. I was an only child. They didn't have many brothers and sisters, so I did have a car at that time. That's why I did it. And I'm like KDK tonight. Let's call Milkman and move on with the show and the prank calls. That's what's going on. Milkman was here. He would say something stupid and pointless, and I would move on. I want to fuck this Peach Fuzz girl. She sounds like a New York 5 or New York 6. I'd hit that. Milkman. Hello. Hey, man.
What's up, man?
Hey, you got some pretty girls there in California, right? A lot of good real estate to look at, if you know what I mean.
What happened?
There's a lot of good real estate to look at down there where you live. A lot of nice-looking girls, nice asses on them and stuff, pretty faces.
Well, yeah, tons of good-looking women and tons of real estate deals. Yeah, man, real estate's happening again.
I hear you, man. Hey, what's going on? You want to just stay on the phone? I did one prank call, and I called you. Did you want to stay on the phone, or did you want to try
to... Yeah, I want to have to do this for now, man, because, like, I don't know. It's this complex, long, big problem. Let's just talk on the phone. I'm going to pick up my customer for a few minutes, and I'll let you know. I'll mute out, but then I should hold on the phone, because right now... I can get on the internet, maybe in the chat, but I'm having trouble with my Skype.
Okay, no worries, man. It's all right. All right, well, good. Well, say hi to everybody. You're on the air, of course. You know, Milkman's here, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, I hear your melodious tone.
pounds, and I know I've missed some fun already, so I would like to thank you once again for saving lives out there, because every time you do a show and we do a show, more laughs are spread around and less incentives for murder.
Yeah, you you missed IKEA meatball soup, man, and I think that's a great idea.
Oh.
Making soup out of the IKEA meatballs? What do you think there, big guy? I think
that's a Tesco special recipe, you know, and I think Nunu is one of the inventors of that original recipe, you know. So, I mean, if you look in the discount coupons area of your local Tesco, you should be able to find one of his recipe flyers for the meatballs, too.
All right, here's a guy who's lost a gold wedding band while he was surfing.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Oh, well, sorry, they didn't answer there. Had a good idea for a lost gold wedding band, but it will have to wait.
I think you're going to have to contact Ring Finders. You know, I heard Sloth is one of the better and upcoming employees there. He's really been catching on to the training pretty good, man. How's he coming along?
For sure,
he's
going to
be the next CEO.
Yeah, he knows what to do. He knows you put a latex glove on first, you know?
Ah.
Or if you have to ask.
Master of relaxation?
You ask the person if they're allergic to latex, then you use the other kind of glove. And then you put generous amounts of lubricant, water-based lubricant, on your fingers all around and in between. And then you start with one finger. And, yeah, he knows all. He knows all about the rectal, the prostate program. I think
he got the function down. Then.
Yes. Here's Singapore again. We're calling Singapore. Singaporean.
All right. I'm proud.
I heard Singapore girls have nice tits. I heard. Hey, how are you, sweetie?
Hello?
Hey, how are you, baby? Hello?
Yeah, to speak to who?
Oh, is this 7-Eleven machine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen, my friend was on an aircraft carrier.
Uh-huh.
And they came into port there in Singapore.
Uh-huh.
And he told me the women there have the most beautiful large breasts, he said.
Huh? Big, who?
My friend. He was stationed in the Navy. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Lopez.
Then?
He said the women here have nice natural breasts, he said. He was on the USS Nimitz.
Really?
Yeah, he said all the women have nice natural. Yeah, what's your bra size? Are you a C cup?
Mine?
Yeah.
C.
You're a C cup? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Very good. Yeah, okay. And are your nipples, do you have dark nipples or how are they? What
dark.
Dark. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. And are they nice and round?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Good. Very good. How tall are you?
How old I am?
Yeah, how old are you? Yeah, we'll start with
26.
26, and you're short? You're a short girl?
I'm 1.52.
Oh, that's in meters. I don't know what that is, honey. 1.52 meters?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have to go to Google and find out how big that is. But think, that sounds good. All right, good. So do you think I could come by and see those nice natural breasts, you think?
For what?
For money. I give you money and you let me see your nice, you're 5 foot, that's it. You're four,
uh-huh.
You're less than 5 foot tall, you're 4.9 feet.
Uh-huh.
You're like 4'11".
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, you are a short little thing with C cups on you. You're a nice, pretty little girl, aren't you? Yeah. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
You have boyfriend in Singapore?
Boyfriend, no, friend.
Oh, you want boyfriend America?
Oh no.
I bring you here, you know? I bring you to America, and we sit down, we get married, and you become a citizen. You want that?
No, I think about it.
Oh, so are you down? Are you down to get down with me? I'll give you some money. What do you think? You show me those nice breasts. I'll come in. You have a back room there? I go to the back room?
Oh, no.
No? Oh, come on.
Uh-huh.
Come on, baby. All right. Well, that was the whole point. I just wanted to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the guy's just a friend?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what's his name?
What's his name?
Yeah.
Shafiq.
Okay, all right. Is you like him? Is he handsome? Did you have sex with him yet, or are you just talking?
Yeah, we had, but not how to say, not on a regular basis.
Oh, is it good? Is he any good? He's okay?
Who's good? He's good or I'm good?
No, him. Him. Is he good?
Oh, he's having fun.
Yeah. Oh, you're good too? Are you good? You throw it? You like to throw it? Yeah. That sounds good. Very nice, honey. All right. All right, well, you're pretty cool. You know, I'm going to save your number. Maybe I call you again.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, you want to call on my phone?
Yeah. Yeah, what number?
8. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Eight two four nine three four nine four.
All right. Okay. Thank you. And what was your name? What's your name?
You can call me Nanny.
Nanny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a good night. It was nice talking to you.
Uh huh.
Bye, honey, sweetie. Wow, man. That's how you do it, Milkman. See, I'm going to hook you up, Milkman.
That's the way you work it, man. Hell, now you got to call back and find out what about her girlfriend, too. We'll get a party line going.
Yeah, man. Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date? Milkman, that one's for you. That's trying to show you how to
do it. Hell, man. We'll get you in the middle there between both of them, right? And then you'll be the baloney and the sandwich. I'll work the camera and the mic for you, man. Like, and you'll like have your own special self. Private viewing only, though. Yeah. Watch your air, Monito, go ahead.
52 inches of loss. 54 now. All right, let's see what Turkish Horse is up to, hey?
Hey, I'm real close to him, too, dude. I'm not ready to get this customer. He's about, like, a mile from here.
All right, Turkish Horse.
Mr. Anastas, please report.
We'll get you to go over there, and I'll tell you, I'm outside. I'm going to text
now,
you
now, if I'm muted very soon here because I'm with customer.
Fuck your customer.
I'll hang up.
Thank you for calling Turkish Kitchen. For a takeout order, please leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Oh, I want to.
They don't answer, Milkman. They don't answer. They know we're on Sundays now. It sucks. Hey, let's play this part. Same. Yeah.
We need to get a spoof card, dude. But you
say he just yeah, we gotta get spoof cards. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you. Milkman. Got what I
need. Yeah.
You got what I need. But you say
he just a friend. Okay.
You say I'm just a friend. Why? Why you say I'm only a friend? I'm just your hermano?
I'm just a friend, baby. Yeah.
I'm just your hermano. I can't be your novio. I want to be your novio.
Man. No?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
All right, let's continue.
You're my novelito, ne? Right? Novelito?
I don't know what novelito is, dude.
Novelita is the new girl, right? The new girlfriend. So you're novelito.
Oh, okay.
Bichito. I love you, Cheeto.
My cat loves Cheetos. Here's another 7-Eleven.
Cool.
Time to be dirty. Dirty, filthy, nasty. Hey, big girl. How are you, sweetie?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, this is Cross. What you doing?
This one's 7-Eleven outlet. May I know who is this?
Yeah, my name is Cross. I saw you. I went in there and I got some things and I saw you. I like you. She doesn't want to play like the other one did.
That went rather quickly. My goodness, she got really excited, didn't she?
The other girl was all about it. She was about it, man.
I could hear the weakness in her knees, man. She's probably laying back right now.
Shit. Damn it. All right. No answer there. I'm trying to call back and it's not answering.
Right back, thing, honey.
All right, Milkman. You're really freaking me out. Here's the supermarket
all
in
right,
Singapore.
All right, man. Eat at the Y, man. That's right, man. I'm going to have dinner tonight. Ready for you. Buddy.
Down at the Y. All right.
That's right. Kiss my pussy.
Kiss my pussy.
There you go. You're
totally
not too far.
Is it time for money?
Help you? Hey, honey, how are you? Is this Singapore grocery?
Oh, this is Easy Times Cross. How can I help you?
Oh, do you have all kinds of food, American food, or what do you have?
Japanese food.
Is it a grocery store or a restaurant?
Oh, grocery. We have a supermarket downstairs. This is a shopping center.
Oh, you have mustard?
sorry?
Do you have mustard sauce?
Mustard sauce. What about mustard sauce you look like? You like to have? I can commit you to the department.
Is yellow sauce? You know, you put it on a hot dog. I wanted to put it on my penis.
Hold a minute. I will check with the supermarket. Hold on.
I'm going to put it on my penis. Okay.
Okay. Can you hold a minute? I will check with the supermarket. Hold on.
Okay. That's how she sounds. I don't think they got the dog.
They're selling Mario.
This is stupid, making her go all the fucking way to look for mustard for an hour for her to come back then do the prank. I hate it when
I coin sound. I can't do the coin sound, man.
I don't know the coin sound. What are you talking about? Are you crazy? Where's your customer?
The Mario Brothers coin sound. Listen, man, it's a Mario song. See? Don't you feel like eating ice cream right now? Running down the street chasing a white truck?
Mario doesn't fucking eat ice cream. You went from Mario to ice cream truck, pendejo.
Yeah, dang all the best off!
Milkman, what'd you do? Did you smoke drugs yesterday from 420? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Can I help?
Yeah, I'm going to smoke some drugs, so I'm looking for some food.
Okay.
Because afterwards I get hungry after I smoke drugs.
What kind of food you're looking for?
Looking for, I have a list here. I need yellow mustard sauce.
Yellow mustard sauce, huh?
Uh-huh. And you have illegal chewing gum.
Oh, chewing gum we do not have.
Why not?
It's banned in Singapore. We can't sell them.
Okay, I tell you what. I know you have a secret. There's secret chewing gum, right?
Okay.
Can I get the secret chewing gum?
We do not have.
Secret chewing gum. Secret chewing gum. I give you, you want chewing gum? It's from America. I bring it from the United States. The best chewing gum in the world.
Okay.
You want some Wrigley's?
No, we do not need that.
You tell me what do you like? Why is it because people spit chewing gum everywhere?
We are not selling chewing gum.
Okay, well, let's get over the chewing gum thing, all right?
You're looking for the yellow mustard, huh?
Yellow mustard to put on my penis, yes.
Okay. So, after I will find whether we still have stock or not, I can call you back later.
I don't have a phone number. I'm American, so I'm just calling from the hotel.
Okay.
All right.
We do have yellow mustard sauce selling here.
Okay, and then I want you to pull down your pants and your underwears.
Okay.
Okay. Can you do that for me?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
And then I'm going to put the yellow mustard sauce on your genitals.
All right.
And then I'm going to bring a dog in to lick them all off. I'm going to take pictures.
Okay.
Your dog eats the dog's love mustard. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And
bye-bye.
I have a black lab. He's got a big tongue.
Okay.
Yeah. He's going to go blah, 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 blah.
Bye-bye.
Are you interested? I give you money for pictures. There you go. I think he was.
Yeah, he sounds friendly. Bye bye. Hey, girlfriend. Bye bye.
AMD with the big head. Hey, man, you got a big head, sir. Are you here?
Hello.
Hey, AMD. How are you?
That's the man with huge head and small body.
Two seconds. Just cancel that one. Good show, man.
Hey, man. I'm glad you found us over here on the side.
Excellent. I was listening to another one. I thought it was in the middle of the call. I was going to call in a minute ago.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, man. Well, here you are now. You can hang up if you want. If not, you can hang up, too.
Hey. I'm staying for the duration.
Yeah.
Staying for the duration.
White power. All right, man. Well,
God damn.
I also want to say a big happy birthday to Big Ken, who's celebrating birthday today. He's turning a big 30 years old.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Oh. Yeah. Ken,
hey, white power. Welcome back, AMD!
Ken, if you want to be on, you can be on early because it's your birthday. You can join AMD. I think that's fair. So you want to jump the gun, be on an hour
but
early?
You're going to have to limit your ejaculations to off the mic. No ejaculating on the mic.
Yeah. Apparently, Singapore passed a law making it illegal to have chewing gum. That's hence the question about chewing gum. There, that turned into bestiality. Porn. Somebody before the show shared with me a link. It's a YouTube video I guess these guys, or this guy, he put a casting call out for amateur porno actresses, girls that wanted to get into porno or something like that. So he's got them sitting down. Like, the majority of these porns start off where they've got them sitting down in on a couch, and the guy behind the camera is just asking them, like, what's your name? What do you do? What's your major? Shit like that.
Why are you being so mean?
And he's mean instead.
I like to
instead.
Get these bitches' heads. Know why they do what they do. Why do you do what you do?
Because I love doing it.
No, you don't. Whores don't love their job.
I hate it.
Then why do you do it?
So basically, he's just trolling these wannabe porn stars that come in on sit in on his casting couch, and he just sits there and gives them shit. Let's hear a few of them.
Because you're stupid. What brings you here today?
To have fun.
You know, every fucking whore says that. I hate that answer. This shit is not fun. So, what type of guys like you? Like, white, black, blind? Esmeralda. That's an ugly name for an ugly girl. Congratulations. You are the fucking ugliest girl we are going to shoot all year. And it's January 3rd. Day 2 into Black History Month. You fucking show up to a porn set dressed as a maid.
You're not really up to par. That's a polite way of saying you're beat.
Here's what's up. You're beat. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And,
you're beat.
Why are you here then?
I want to be a veterinarian.
That's actually pretty noble. I like animals myself. Okay. Not bad.
My name is John.
John? John what?
John Johnson.
John Johnson. A little old to be doing porn, huh?
Still gotta try.
No, you don't. Why are you doing it?
Gotta make money somehow.
How about getting a job? Maybe a profession. Why this? Because you're stupid? You stage dive and do all that wild shit?
Yeah, I do, actually.
And people catch you?
Yep.
You're kind of heavy. Probably takes like half the fucking crowd to catch you, doesn't it?
You're so mean. Whatever.
Okay. I won't subject it anymore. That last one was pretty funny. The reactions are even better. Some of them are just like... The one girl, he says, so, you know you're beat, right? And she's like, yeah. She's actually kind of pretty, that one. But yeah, they were just really mean to them. I love that. I would like to get behind, see, I'm sure there's some pretty funny behind the scenes fucking shit to that. Anyway.
Full casting for random people then.
Yeah, there you go. Here we are. We're gonna do a prank call now. $360 Marketplace, Singapore. We keep calling Singapore tonight. That's okay. We can call Singapore. Lonesome is sending in Singapore. I saw you, motherfucker. Oh, Ken, happy birthday, stupid.
Just a test. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, you sound good. You're fine.
Okay.
Ken, you drunk? Have you been drinking, sir?
No, I'm about to get into some right now, though.
All right, drink. Drink that. Drink those alcohols.
I'll be drinking.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, hey, I'm having Four Locos.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Do you have Four Loco beverage there?
No, wrong number.
This is Singapore Marketplace?
Yes, this is Singapore.
Is this a store or what is it? Damn it.
This is a company.
Okay. Oh, you don't have any beverages there? That's a company. Suck my dick, eat my dick, you know? Put the yellow mustard on my dick, motherfucker.
And chew it.
No chewing gum in Singapore. Chew on my dick. Here we go. Here's a supermarket. I guess they're just called marketplace to be fucking cool. Cause it's
fucking. Not very fucking super if they don't have chewing gum.
So fucking hip. So Generation Y. So post 9/11.
Hello, South Korea.
Oh yeah. Is this a supermarket?
Yes.
I'm looking for beverages. Do you have a beverage manager there?
Don't have.
You don't have drinks?
Yeah, don't have.
You don't have drinks. Are you stupid?
Yeah, don't have.
What do you have then, asshole?
Noodle, snack, biscuit.
Uh-huh. Biscuit?
Yes. Yeah, drink? Only this one.
Well, what's the drink, I said? Damn it, I'm saying drink, stupid.
Wait. I want.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, 1 minute.
I'll just call someone else while you're on the line, okay, honey? All right, that's nice, honey. Hang on. Anyway, here's the Singapore meet. Yeah, listen, I'm trying to talk English here, all right? What's going on?
Hello. Can I speak Chinese or not?
You speak English, stupid?
Little bit,
Oh, listen.
You want to order the what?
One biscuit?
Huh?
One biscuit.
One biscuit,
Uh-huh.
Which one biscuit?
Uh-huh. Egg biscuit.
Huh?
Biscuit.
And biscuit got.
Yeah.
This one here to the South Korea, no?
South Korea.
The Korea item,
Korea biscuit, stupid.
Korea biscuit. Yeah. You can come here to see, no?
Yeah, and beef and broccoli.
You go where?
Beef and broccoli.
Huh?
Beef and broccoli. Beef
hello,
and
hello.
Hey there, good morning.
Yes, hi. I'm trying to talk to this woman on the other line, and she's so stupid, she doesn't know what I'm saying. Can you translate for me?
Okay, may I help you?
Yeah, can you tell this woman I want biscuit? Tell her in Singapore, in your language. Biscuit.
A biscuit?
Yeah.
May I know what is the brand of the biscuit?
Hey, lady, what's the brand of the biscuit? She's stupid. Here's what I'm looking for. Forget the biscuit, honey, sweetie, okay? I'm looking for some drinks, a beverage. Do you have beverages there?
Oh, you want the beverage, not the biscuit?
Yeah, a beverage.
Beverage. Okay, may I have the name of the beverage, please?
It's Four Loko.
Four Loko.
Yeah, and it makes you crazy. You drink it, and you start, like, it's like you're on bath salts. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what is she
saying? Hello? Can I ask her what biscuit?
请问你是哪里打来的?
不是打来,他打来要找biscuit, 我问他你要什么biscuit?
你这边是哪里呢?
我们这是在 Korea, 我买韩国的产品来的。
OK, 所以我看你可以放下电话。 OK, 谢谢。 Hello?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, I think there's a cross line. Because I think it's a cross line.
Well,
I think it's from the different telephone. What the line was, I think it's crossed. Yeah.
Well, I crossed so, it. I crossed her because I told her I want a biscuit and she didn't understand.
Yeah, because that girl is not belongs to our company.
Oh, yeah, she's from somewhere
else?
Yeah,
the line was crossed.
Oh, okay.
That means that from the line was a bit, I think, there's some problem.
Oh,
so
she sounded pretty, right? You think she's pretty?
Not from us, not our company.
Do you think she's a pretty girl? She sounded like a pretty girl, right?
Sorry. So
hey,
the
I'm asking.
Is,
are you a pretty girl? Are you pretty?
I don't know. So sorry. Okay, may I have the spelling of the item so I can check with the buyer?
Number four?
Four, F-O-U-R.
Uh-huh. L-O-C-O.
L-O-C-O.
Uh-huh.
Four Loko.
Yeah.
It's a kind of beverages.
Yeah.
Any alcoholic?
No, I think it's alcohol. Yeah, there's some alcohol in there. Yeah, marijuana in it.
Okay. Okay, sir, don't mind, can I have your name and contact number? I shall get back to you, sir.
You think I can wait while you look, or I don't have a number?
Because I need to look for a buyer. You don't mind, just hold on a moment.
Oh, I hold. Go.
Yeah, just hold on the line.
Okay, I'll make another call. Okay.
You like to call me back again?
Hi, 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Oh, I have the supermarket on the other line, and they're looking for Four Loko for me.
Loko?
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's looking.
Are you my manager number?
Yeah. She's looking for Four Loko for me. Listen, how are you? Hi. 7-Eleven. Hello.
Yee-haw.
Oh, whatever. She's looking for Four Loko in the background. I'm making another call.
Oh, sorry, I'm cutting.
Hey,
hello?
Misha Ho. Hey, Pape Pipo.
Sorry?
Pape Pipo.
Yeah?
Yeah? Pape Pipo.
Pipo?
Yep. Uh-huh. All
right. Hello.
Sorry, I'm
so sorry, sir. Right now, I couldn't get our buyer. Can you, don't mind, call us again? Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Yes, may I help you?
Huh?
May I help you? Because I'm talking to a gentleman just now.
Hello? Yeah. Hey.
Hello, yes, sir.
Hey, can I help? Can I help you?
Okay,
Can I help you?
I couldn't get the buyer right now. Don't mind you like to call back about 20 minutes.
Who were you calling for, or?
Our buyer, Miss Stella.
No, I had you on hold. I'm sorry. You're calling our company.
Yeah.
Yeah, were you?
Yeah, because I tried to reach her but couldn't get her at all. So I shall need to get her later on.
Oh.
To, yeah.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Fine. I'll call you back, honey. All right?
Yes, about 20 minutes.
Okay. And tell that baby to be quiet.
Yeah, so sorry.
Okay.
I will get it checked for you.
Okay, then I'm going to come down. I'm going to pull your hair really hard. Pull it down. Yank your hair down.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hi. Thank you,
all
sir.
All right. See ya. I'm going to yank your hair down,
you.
All right?
Okay.
Slap you in the belly.
Hi.
All right, honey.
Okay. You'd like to call back just about 20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes. I'll call you back. All right, honey, baby.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, fine. Go. She doesn't want to talk.
Hey, Carlito.
Yank her hair down. Yes, go ahead. AMD, what's up?
Right. Do you want to play Indian and Chinese games? Basically, what you want to do, right, is ring up a Chinese, order an order, whatever you want, and then say, hold on a second, I'll just get my friend to confirm that, and then, have you got 3-way calling, yeah?
Yeah.
And then phone up another Chinese while he's waiting, get him to read the order to the new Chinese place or Indian, wherever, and then listen to him argue. Because
that's, I've tried doing that before over the years and I never get it to work right. I think maybe once or twice, and then just now a version of that worked twice in a row. This is pretty funny. Yeah.
Well, I could do it. If you can get me 2 Chineses.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Indian places, I will order the one. And if you can redirect the call to the next one after I say my mate's going to just confirm the order, I'll do it for you.
Okay. And then, okay, sounds good. All right, we'll do that. As soon as I get the numbers, the call is out there. We're working on the numbers now. We'll do it, AMD. Make sure you remind me. Put that on the big board. All right, buddy?
Okay, dokie.
Yeah, put that on the big board. Now, here's Reverend P.E. Jones, who we're going to talk to and hopefully have him pray so that it works out when we do this kind of wind-up. All right, AMD?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Reverend Jones?
Yes?
Yes, and we need you to help us out with a prayer. It's an emergency.
Sorry?
We have an emergency. We wanted to see if you could help us out with a prayer or an invocation or a blessing over the phone.
It's 4:10 in the morning.
I know, but this is very important that you help me and my friend out.
Who are you?
My name is Cross, and we need a religious, kind of just a blessing. If you could say, you know, dear Lord, Father, help us.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, we're at the airport. We're getting ready to get on the plane.
Well, may God grant you a blessed and safe journey and stop you ringing me up at 4:10 in the morning.
Yeah, but that's not what we need help with. Listen, all right. Eric over there, he just bought a scratch-off lottery ticket, and we're hoping that he wins at least enough money to cover it. So could you help pray? Hello?
You need to call him back and tell him it's no longer 4:10. Tell him it's 12:00.
That's hilarious. He did give an invocation for our trip. It's be lifted off the hook. Fuck. Damn it. That guy was pretty funny. He's like, what the fuck are you calling me at 4 in the morning? Oh, shit. He didn't answer it, man.
I suck your dick.
Man, I saw that scene today. I suck your dick, man. I saw both of them. The original version on wasn't Boys in the Hood, it was Menace to Society, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I saw the comedy version on Don't Be a Menace. Menace to Society is a good movie, man.
Don't be a menace. He's all like, I got these cheeseburgers, man.
Man, I don't want no cheeseburgers. Get out of here. Yeah. All right. We got one Chinese restaurant already here, AMD. We're waiting on one more, buddy, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's call Dr. Jones now. Dr. Jones, no time for love, Dr. Jones. Since the Reverend just kind of halfway helped us, we'll ask Dr. Jones for maybe a more scientific point of view as opposed to a religious point of view, a secular, scientific explanation point of view as opposed to a religious creationist kind of thing, you know?
Hello, this is Ray Jones's answering machine. I'm sorry I can't speak to you at the moment. If you leave your...
Fred Jones!
Well, no help there. All right, AMD, I have the information here for two Chinese restaurant machines that have just been confirmed. If you are prepared in order to make your little thing go down, we can go ahead and engage those now on the Call-A Matrix. So you're ready?
Yeah, but listen, what you need to do is let me make the order, and then what I'll say, I'll read it back because my friend wants to listen and confirm the order. And then while I'm doing that, connect to the other one and get them to connect to each other.
Okay, 10-4, you got it. So the first thing I'm going to do is call China City. These are in Guam, by the way, in Guam.
Guam, man.
Yeah.
Damn it, Milkman's horny again.
Yeah, the good thing is Guam has an average IQ of 75, so this helps out greatly.
Well, that's all fine.
Ask her what size Guams she has. You have to make sure to inquire.
Unless you have big Guams. All right, here's the first one, AMD.
You got big Guams or little Guams or big round ones or brown ones. Or
shut up.
When I say just, then connect to the other one.
Just. Okay.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello there. Can I make an order for takeaway, please?
Hello.
Hello there. Can I make an order for takeaway, please?
Look, yum.
Takeaway.
Hello.
Hello.
Let me call a different one. They seem extra stupid there. Here's Mongolia China Gourmet. They're just okay. They don't speak much English there. Not enough to be functional, apparently. How do people get along like that in America, in Guam, for God's sake? It's America.
No idea.
It's like Puerto Rico. They speak Puerto Rican everywhere. All over. Spanish. It's like, hey, man, this is America. Speak the language.
Hello, Manonia.
Hello there. Hello. Can I order for takeaway, please?
Okay.
Okay. Can I order the chicken and black bean sauce?
Chicken, black bean sauce. Okay.
Yep. Can I get some pillow rice?
Yeah, couple thin rice.
Yeah, pillow rice. Three.
Oh, one extra rice.
Yep.
Okay.
Chicken balls.
What's that?
Barbecue sauce.
Barbecue pork sauce.
Yep.
Barbecue pork.
Barbecue sauce, yes.
Barbecue sauce, okay.
Okay, some spare ribs.
Wait, what?
Yes, fried rice.
What do you order? Can you repeat your order? One chicken flapping sauce.
Yes.
And what else?
Some rice. Rice.
Yeah, one order of rice. Yeah, come with thin rice.
Yeah, rice. Chips.
What's that?
Fries.
How long you want to pick up?
Straight away, but I want some chicken and batter.
Chicken and batter?
Okay, ring the other person, Carlito. Okay, and I want some...
Oh, wait. What?
Spare ribs.
What's that?
No. Oh, sorry, it's, I was just checking with my friend. Some spare ribs. Do you do banana fritters?
Some pepper spirit?
Yep.
Okay.
Call the next one. And what specials to do?
What special today?
Yes.
What kind of meat you want?
Ring, Carla too. What specials have you got?
You want chicken or beef or shrimp or pork?
Pork? Oh, yeah, that sounds fine.
Huh?
Okay, listen, I'm going to get my friend to repeat just to check. Can you repeat the order to my friend?
Hold on. See ya. Hello?
Hello. Yeah, can you repeat the order to my friend, please?
The what? Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Can you repeat the order to my friend?
What?
Hello?
How can I help you?
Hello there. Can you just repeat the order to my friend?
I'm sorry, sir?
Can you repeat what my order to my friend?
This is Hotel Nico.
Yes. Carry on.
Well, we want to play. We want to place an order. I'm going to put my friend on the line. He's going to place a new short order. Okay. AMD, go ahead. Place an order, please, AMD.
Okay. Can I get the sweet and sour chicken?
Sir, I'm sorry. This is Hotel Nico. Where?
Oh, wait, is there a restaurant, or you have a restaurant? What's going on here? You have a restaurant?
Okay, for.
Huh?
Yeah, we have restaurants here.
Oh, shut up. That's not a restaurant. It's a hotel. Sorry. All right. Yeah, it wasn't working, so I tried to recycle it there.
Okay.
Well, no. make it a shorter order so it doesn't take a long time. I was doing something on the side, and halfway through it, I thought you had given the order.
All right. No. It's okay.
All right. So shorter order. Here's the House of Chin Fei, and I got the other one ready. Let's do
okay.
it. We got this. Motherfucker. Come on. Yeah. The telephone here? What telephone?
House of Chin Fei, may I help you?
Hello there. Can I order a takeaway, please?
I'm sorry?
Can I order a takeaway? Hello?
Oh, Jesus.
House of Chin Fei, may I help you?
Yeah, can I order a takeaway?
I'm sorry, what was that?
He wants to order a takeaway. Can you order a takeaway?
Okay. Can I have a name and a number?
My name is, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
671-649-8815.
And your order?
Okay. I'm going to put my friend on. He's going to put the order. AMD.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Can I order a chicken fried rice?
Okay.
A chicken and batter.
Chicken and broccoli?
Yep. And fried rice again.
Okay. Chicken fried rice?
Yep. I just want to check my mates that he's happy with that. So if you just bear with me 2 seconds, I'll put him on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
2 seconds.
Yeah, just a minute. Just a minute.
He's just coming out the other room.
Yeah,
2 seconds.
He's in the other room.
Thanks for some help, you.
Can you repeat the order, please?
Two chicken fried rice and one chicken with broccoli.
Chicken with broccoli and hello?
That's 2 chicken fried rice and 1 chicken with broccoli.
So 3 orders of fried rice and 1 chicken with broccoli. I cannot hear you, ma'am.
2 chicken fried rice and 1 chicken with broccoli.
So okay. That's it. Hello?
Hello?
So that's it, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
Repeat what the rest of it.
Okay, within 10 minutes, ma'am. Hello?
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 Hi, you must speak to Mr. Scott. Okay. That was kind of working out. That was kind of funny. I had a little laugh machine there. But it could have been.
Yeah, you had them talking to each other. That was good, man. Excellent, dude. We didn't get that going for a while.
That was good. You know, AMD, let's try with Indian food. You want to try Indian food, buddy?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Maybe in America? Yeah, I got some older numbers, you know, and maybe that'll work. All right, here we go.
Let's go for it.
This is an Australian, as you guys say. This is Pakwan Indian, okay? And then, you know, worst comes to worst, we say Banchud and go, ha, 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 ha. All right. All right, anyway. These are Australian Indian restaurants. You're going to do this again. Remember, short order, AMD, short order, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Afternoon, Pakwan Alingaba.
Hi there. Can I order it for takeaway, please?
Takeaway?
Yes.
Yeah?
Can I have a chicken curry, please?
Chicken curry? Small, medium, large?
Large, please.
Large?
Yep.
And what else?
Keema naan?
No, we don't have keema naan, sorry.
What naan's you do?
We do plain garlic cheese.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Sorry?
That's fine, yeah, I'll have that.
Which one, plain garlic or cheese?
Yep, and can I order pita rice, please?
Rice?
Okay. And a banana fritters?
That's it? Hello?
Hello, yeah, just got to check, yeah? I'll make a check with that order. Give me 2 seconds. I'm just getting from the other room. You still there?
Are you there?
He's just in the other room for a second. Won't be a second.
Thanks,
let's
help you.
Hi there, hello? I'm just going to repeat the order to you. Could you repeat the order to my friend?
Can you repeat the order?
Hello, I cannot.
Okay, we want to make an order, please. Hello? Like to make an order?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have Papadoms?
Yeah, this is already. She make an order already. The order fried rice and the chicken with broccoli.
Okay, so yeah, one fried rice, chicken with broccoli. Okay.
The order of fried rice and the chicken with broccoli, sir.
Yes, that's right. That's yeah. Right. Well, do you yeah. have any Papadoms?
Okay.
Do you have Papadoms?
We don't have that thing.
No. Okay. All right. And I'm putting my friend on the line so you can confirm the order. Okay. He just needs to know
okay.
what he's going to be paying, and he's going to want to know
okay.
how much it is. Okay, honey. But I gotta get him on the phone.
Oh, that's $21.
Okay, 21. That's U.S. dollars, right?
Oh yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And do you accept?
Okay.
Can you repeat the order, please?
Hello. Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Can you repeat the order, please?
You ordered the 2 orders of fried rice and the chicken with broccoli.
Is it a takeaway, or are you guys coming here and taking it away?
Yeah,
sorry, ma'am. It's too much noise there. I couldn't hear you properly. Hello?
Hello, ma'am. I cannot understand.
Takeaway.
God. Hey, yes. Is Banchud Gulu there? Banchud Ulu? Fuck me.
I cannot really hear you, sir.
Hey, you're stupid. That's why. You're stupid.
Something wrong in your phone.
Go fuck yourself. Bye. I think there's a Skype problem, guys. It's sounding like bad. All right. It's bad. It's bad right now. I'm going to redo Skype, Milkman, Ken, and AMD.
Dude, I think she was touching herself, and I'm hearing a lot of, like, packet, like, delay.
Yeah, you're touching yourself.
That kind of...
Yeah, okay.
I'll disconnect, and I'll reconnect in a minute.
Yeah, shut up, everybody, fuckers. I will fix it. It's on my end. It's my problem. It's my fault, but they don't listen to me. Telling them. Let me restart Skype. Milkman comes in. He chimes in. I heard another packet. I know there's a lot of packets, stupid. That's why I said there's a problem. And AMD, I'm going to restart. AMD, you don't have to restart. I said it's my problem, not you. I can look at Task Manager and see that I shut down Skype and it's still running at 159,000 K memory usage. Because it's got a fucking memory leak. I don't know if it's the laptop that I use for Skype or every upgrade, every installation of Skype I have, there's a memory leak problem. After a while, on this machine, it starts just eating up memory like crazy and getting real unstable. I don't know why it happens, but it does. I've tried uninstalling, reinstalling. I've tried customizing it. Always does. Don't know what to do. It's just Skype, man. All right. should be completely dead now. Let me go ahead and open it back up. That's all I do. I open it back up and it comes, I log back in and it's just fine. It's frustrating, man. I don't know if any of you guys have it because I hear a bunch of other prank call shows on our network here and they don't have these problems with Skype that we do. They don't have to restart Skype. Sounds fine all night. Dirty Aaron does his show and he's got MPSA Corporate on the whole fucking night via Skype. Sounds great. The Fireside Kids on Friday, same thing. Sound great. All night. I don't understand why I always have problems with Skype. Anyway, let me connect Milkman to get everyone else on here. Yeah, video's down. I'll bring it back up.
Gino, Gino. Hello?
Hey, hey, man.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Nothing. Just let me get the AMD.
Yeah, you sound good here, Monita. Yeah, you sound clear now. Natural.
Yeah. Fucking Sky. Let me get AMD and Ken back on here. Just a moment. We're almost there. Ken, you here? No, Ken's still connecting. So is AMD.
I'm kind of hearing that, like, sounding again. But it might be just because I'm on the phone.
Maybe.
Or it's a shit kind of sound. Like that.
All right, Ken. How you doing, Ken?
Better now that I'm back on Skype and I got my penis in my hand.
There you go. You drink. What are you drinking?
Kenners! Happy birthday, man. How many penises does Kenners have on his candles on her penises on his cake tonight?
30.
His wife went out
30 and got that. Penises!
Ken's wife went out and got that special erotic cake.
I got it from DQ.
There's an episode of that show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, on HBO where they hosted a dinner party, I think, or something, and there were children there. And as a joke, someone said they were going to bring in a cake. And they're like, oh, yeah, so-and-so's got the cake. And they got the guy got an erotic cake. I don't know if it was as a joke he did it or if he thought it was a private party, ended up being like a big shindig. But it was a big black penis. He got it as a joke. And, like, they unveiled the cake, and, the kids were in front of her. They're like, ah!
On a Friday's show there, they called up a Baskin-Robbins, and, I asked them how many flavors they had, and Lady told me, like, 38, and I asked if I could stick my dick in all 36 flavors.
I think I saw reference.
How can we do that, sir?
I did hear quite a bit of that show Friday. I heard just about all of Brad last night, which was really good. But the show Friday was really good. And the one the week before that, which, hey, Milkman, do you have the recording from the Friday night Fireside Chat show? Do you have that from two Fridays ago? Because there's an ongoing rumor that you're the only person that has a copy of that show, and everyone's asking for it. You there, Milkman? He's with a customer, I think. Anyways.
Yeah, I recorded most of it on Friday, dude, and what I'm finding out is, like, however Tux is streaming and shit, somehow it's, like, kind of like doing that hackety thing, and then it restarts, and however it does, it always erases and starts back over on, like, a single word, like, on the file. However the file was named, when it restarts the stream, it automatically just writes over top of what was there. And ours doesn't do that. Ours always makes a copy and throws it in the complete folder and starts a new one in the incomplete. I'm not sure what, but I do have it, and I saved big sections of it this time because I copied it out after I heard the call.
Okay. Well, can you share that? Because everyone's really asking for a copy of that. That was a really good show, and I know even Brad brought it up on the air last night.
I tried to get with Ice Goose and the guys, and like if they would like get on their Skype, but I can't do it tonight because I'm having a problem with Skype. I was going to do a file transfer to them, but I guess they were snoozing or didn't notice that I'd.
Can you do me a favor? Can you just put it in our shared Dropbox? Can you do that, and I'll take care of it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take care of that, dude. Just bear with me, man, because like I'm going through the shit I told you tonight, man. So by tomorrow, I'll get in contact with you. So we'll have to get in contact after the show tomorrow, or tonight, or tomorrow.
Put it when you get a chance. Okay, put it in our Madhouse Dropbox, and I'll get the link out to Polka and.
Polka's funny as fuck, dude. I like Polka, man. She's funny. She just keeps that deadpan voice until she starts laughing.
Lisa Stelbar is just out of fucking control.
What? Who's out of control?
That's Polka's fucking name, Lisa Delbar.
Okay, alright. Yeah, man, I cracked up. Brad was calling random people from Open Book and telling them... Well, he was saying, he would call someone who had posted their number on Facebook, and he would look at their friend, like a recently liked or something friend, and would call and say, oh yeah, have so-and-so call, you know, has you down as a reference for an application here at Walmart. And he's calling like at 3-4 in the morning and giving them shit. It was pretty funny. I thought it was funny. AMD, did you drop out?
It cracked me up. He was sitting there, he's like, well, she must not be a very good fucking friend then if you can't give her a reference at 3 in the morning and all this bullshit.
Yeah, well then he's always like, you know, oh, well, there's pictures here on Facebook that we see. It's you and her smoking marijuana. And this old guy was like, I want that taken down and struck in from the record right now. That's slander. You know, I don't want anything out there saying I'm doing any marijuana, whatever it was. He was just like really upset about it. I was at work.
There's an old redneck dude on Friday who fucking called me the N-bomb.
Oh man, yeah. I caught the tail end of that, and he was. Didn't he get into the show or something? Wasn't he like, oh, this is pretty cool? Didn't he do pranks with you guys and stuff?
Yeah, there was one guy that he ended up. They ended up turning.
Yeah.
And getting the address to your show and their show and everything. And
so yeah, well, they said madhouse.com, not madhouselive.com. I was listening to that. I was like, come on, you guys. You guys are on the fucking network.
I heard somebody else say something in Spanish, too, and I had to bust them behind the scenes. I didn't give a shit. We don't talk about other shows, even in Spanish language, too, because some of us actually know what you're saying.
Yeah, this is a bilingual show. I speak fucking Spanish, and Milkman speaks Spanish.
I speak, like, other languages, too, but the thing is, we gotta, kind of like, one of our policies is, not kinda, is we don't talk about other shows and calls. Like, so, like, if you got an enemy show or somebody you don't like, you don't throw their name out in the call, because that's just bad advertisement, and that just starts more problems.
Exactly. Excuse me, man.
Moving right along, thank you.
April 21st, man. Hell yeah, man. I know Brad was drinking a lot of Four Locos last night, which I think was code word for something else. That was pretty funny. Who said that milk? Was it Jose Milkman? I bet you it was Jose, that bitch Jose.
I am not going to say, but I'm going to say that you probably figured it out.
Motherfucker. Son of a bitch.
It seemed like it was just a cute mistake, but just for the record and from now on or for anybody, I just want to bring that out because other people have gotten into that gray area before and it's just advised and come up from experience, especially in the last 3 months. Experience leads us to just to not even mention them at all. If you got to mention them to get your call funny, then you better do something else first because that's not good enough.
Joker is asking me in the chat room, how do you get a gold star? I can give you a gold star, man. Here you go.
Yeah.
There you go,
he wants the op gold star.
Now you can have that gold star. There you go. I that's what you're talking about.
You have to go to Gort and download the gold star app that Madhouse has authored us. Make sure you do that.
What's the problem, AMD? You're having computer machine problems? I mean, you keep calling and discalling. What's going on? And he's gone again. AMD, come on, man. AMD. I think AMD has pierced ears, guys. What's up with that, right? How 90s? Men with pierced... Men don't get their both ears pierced anymore. Remember, that used to be the thing? Go to a club and you see usually a black guy with a crew cut and pierced ears. Always fun. Ken, you're there, because Milkman's gone, so's AMD. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, boy, we got disconnected.
All right, man. All right, you doing it?
Yeah, we are reconnected now.
All right, buddy.
Let me disconnect the call.
Very bad.
I would have been faster, but I took some time out. Because my wife.
Okay. Well, my wife. Man, you gotta go poopy, dude. Go poopy, man.
No,
okay.
My wife got Indian food for me, and I'm eating it right now. Actually, got some pilau rice right now. As a matter of fact.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah. So I started eating. I used it as the disconnect as an opportunity to warm up my food. And I'm just here eating a samosa right now.
Well, it's really good, you know, for loosening the stool, too, man. I know you've always had good results with that, you know, especially when you get done with it, you know, you can always shit in the microwave and, you know, and reheat it later.
Oh, man, it's good stuff. I just had half of it. I'm going to let the rest sit there for a little bit.
Man, you got a big, giant, huge curry fart building up?
No curry. I was like, I'm just going to have one little spoonful of it, and I did, and I was like, oh, fuck this. I got to eat. I was hungry. I haven't eaten
all
day.
What did you get?
It's
tandoori chicken.
There's a garbanzo bean. I don't know what she got. She got some papadoms. There's a chickens. I guess that's tandoori chicken. And there's pilau rice. Yeah, and these garbanzo things.
What the hell is papadom, man? What is that? Is that like a danon bread or what?
Kinda. It's kind of like a dumpling kind of thing, I guess.
Okay.
Every country has a dumpling. All right, listen. We're doing prank calls. This is a prank call show.
All right, let's take keep it doing
then. Let's go back to prank calls then. Here's Lonesome Loser's number for a Chinese restaurant in Guam. This is a remnant from the calls we were
did you call back? Did you call back that first one? She was pretty randy, man.
Yeah, but, you know, it's been done. What am I going to do it again for, you know?
Yeah, I got you. Did we bring the other guys back, or are we still
Not yet. No.
Oh.
Later. Later. Hey, how are you?
Hello?
Hey, I'm eating your food. It's delicious. This food is delicious.
Huh?
This food is delicious.
Oh.
It's good.
You want to order?
I already got some. I'm eating it right now. I already got some. It's delicious.
Oh, thank you.
Your food is so good. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Where are you from, honey?
I'm sorry?
Where are you from, honey?
Me?
Yeah, you. Where are you from, honey, baby?
The ice.
The ice?
Huh?
Are you from the ice, you said? What did you say, honey?
The Philippines.
Oh,
I'm Filipina.
Oh, that's nice. Are you Chamorro?
No, I'm Filipina.
No, you're not Chamorro?
No, sir.
Oh, you're Filipina. That's very, very pretty. Do you have nice long hair or no?
No.
No long hair? Short hair. Look, man, I think I'm doing pretty good tonight with the ladies. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying out this new testosterone spray that KDK told me about. Oh, it's got pheromones in it, Milkman's great.
Yeah.
That's what he wears. He said, hey, Carlito, you want to get with the ladies or the gay men? You know, anybody who's attracted to a man's scent, you spray this on you. Preferably on the shoulders, and you try to get in between your shoulder blades also, and the small of your back, and you can do your chest also if you're going to be in close contact with a lady, like say in a club where you're all dancing, you put some on their chest, and if you're taller than them, you're in like Flynn, man, they smell that, and they're like, oh yeah, oh yeah, man, that's good. That's what I'm going to buy for Ken. Let's get birthday boy back on. I'm gonna get that Milkman. Put that down. We're gonna take some money out of the Madhouse fund that we got going on the PayPal account, and we'll get Ken a gift. Ken, you there again?
Horse machine.
I'm gonna get your address. Milkman's gonna get your address. We're gonna send you a gift. We're gonna send you a bottle of this pheromone cologne body spray that I got. For the ladies, you know, you can wear it around your wife.
For the bitches.
Yeah, you can wear it to work and stuff, and you know, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Enigma wanted me to pass on a message. He said, if you can't tell Carlito machines that the site login and logout is fixed, and the site now has menu support.
Hey, you got it fixed. There you go. Good work, Enigma. Did a good job. Enigma. Yeah, Enigma, motherfucker. All right. Here's George Baker in England. Let's give him a call. Let's give him a wake-up machine. All right. Because it's Ken's birthday. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Wake up.
Oh, fuck yeah. Wake up. Jesus. Hello? Hung right up. That was loud. It scared the vagina out of me. Oh. Hello. Hello. Hey, Joe Baker! Hey! Joe!
Oh, fuck yeah, open up.
I'm going to call Kapow Wabba and fill it.
Hello.
Shut up. All right, let's call George Boner instead. George Boner. Where's this Rotterdam? Rotterdam.
George Boner, huh?
In Rotterdam.
Sorry, I'm jerking it.
Oh, Rotterdam. Yeah, you guys kept doing calls Friday and that in the background.
Hello.
Hey, is this the Mr. Boner? Mr. Beanie? George Beanie?
Yes, you're early in the morning calling on you.
Yeah, I'm going to bring breakfast over. Me and you can have a talk. We can sit down on the couch and talk.
I'm in bed.
What time do you wake up? I'll bring you some breakfast.
Yes.
Awesome.
Bye.
No, don't go. Come on, man.
Have a little more trouble with that fucking phone there, pal. Mm-hmm. So what were you saying? We did what calls Friday?
Welcome to BT Answer 157.
With the fapping noise in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Like at random, just a fapping noise.
Welcome to BT Answer 1.
I'm going to listen to that probably tonight. I just woke up. I slept 8 hours before the show. This is usually the time that I'm up at work. I'm trying to stay on the schedule, so even on my days off, I'm trying to stay up all night. And I want to thank Brad, man. I was alone at work in the server room all night. It was, time was going slow. I thought it was going to be one of those slow nights because there was basically weekends you just babysit, you know? But luckily Brad was on for the majority of my shift. He was on until like 4:30 a.m. Eastern.
Hello, you chicken shit. How you doing?
You did a good job, Brad. They cracked me up and kept me entertained at work. And, you know, then I only had to go 3 hours.
Yeah, I was sitting there listening to him, and I'm in the chat, and then fucking Cool Rob started attacking me again out of nowhere.
Cool Rob, man, come on. He's probably listening. Dude, just take it easy, man.
I had to throw another fucking day ban on him. started threatening to DOS attack again. I'm like, God damn it.
He just starts rambling and stuff. I don't know. I like Cool Rob, God.
You guys need to ignore that shit, man. I don't know why you guys always feed into that play. As long as people posture and then you react, then they're always going to continue. And ignore that shit.
Yeah, man. Here's another George. George Grocock. George Grocock. I get it. Where's a crow? Hang on. I don't have my glasses on. No, G-R-O cock. Nice.
Hello, you're not available now. Please leave your...
No answer there. George Hodgetts instead. George Hodgetts machine. I can go.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable.
Yet another
Please
answer.
Leave a message after the tone.
It's really hard to do this when you people don't answer the phone, assholes. There, that's a nice message.
Do you happen to see the shit on CNN where the ACLU was talking about that Boston guy about not getting his rights?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Every person deserves to be read their rights and all this shit. Somebody needs to tell them just to shut the fuck up.
I don't know, man. You're supposed to get your rights read, but there is, they call it that federal exception that recently came into play where you can hold someone without having their Miranda rights read.
Well, the kid was in no condition.
Well, they're not actually treating them like it's a normal, like, you know, criminal case. They're more going along with this is almost like quasi-military, you know, because yeah. It's against, you know, the government.
Well, no, John McCain and someone else were saying they wanted him tried. Charged as an enemy combatant. There's going to have to be evidence for that, though. I mean, I understand you were upset about it, and I understand that he was an their immigrants, but I don't know about just naming him an enemy combatant. Because if he wasn't affiliated with Al-Qaeda directly, there's no reason to name him an enemy combatant. It just depends on what we get down to, what the motive is. Now, the
Exactly. I mean, if he's connected outside, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But that has yet to even been described, whether he's even connected to anybody. Are you named Carl Teo in the chat, or is that somebody faking your neck?
I don't know. Carl Teo?
Carl Teo. Carl Teo.
Let me see it.
It says Carl Teo is available
for
help. And I'm trying to figure
okay. Yeah, that's all me, because right. Carlito was ghosted for a while there, you know. If you can,
I didn't want to make sure, because if somebody's fucking using that, I'm going to fucking kick their ass. I don't like people using Nick's.
No, that's
me.
Fucking hammer, bring it down.
Yeah, if you guys don't mind opping me at a pre, I think it's already done. Someone already got to it.
All right, I won't do it, man. I promise I won't kick him this time.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Milkman. All right, let's continue with the show.
All right, if I need it, though, I'm going to have Canners get swinging the dick again, man, because he's doing good tonight, man. He's already working over the crowd.
Yeah, he was putting in some security features earlier today. I was watching. Looked pretty good. Man, this stuff is spicy.
Much appreciated, man. Kenner's is one of our up-and-coming ops, man.
I was just saying, Ken, no, I meant Ven, but Ken, too. Ken's doing good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ven was putting in some new security measures on the server.
Oh, Ven. Oh, shit. That's top, man. He's top rated, man.
But Ken, you're doing good, too. Good job, Ken. This food is spicy as fuck.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? It's Cross. George?
No, I got the wrong number, I think.
Oh, well, listen, buddy, I'm eating this Indian food. It's really spicy.
Ugh.
Yeah. I just love waking him up for stupid shit. It's not that good of a prank. As far as premise and stuff.
I liked when we did that whole string of when they kept asking, do you know what time it is? We kept playing that fucking, like, surprise music and shit to them.
Yeah. You just got to keep in mind it is 5 in the morning, I believe. 5:10 in the morning where we're calling on a Monday, so they're probably pretty pissed off.
Boy, Nunu really wants that Thatcher statue.
Yeah, so what happened, he's saying there's a town in England that hates Margaret Thatcher, who recently passed away, because she closed the coal mine.
There's just a stuttering and Nooners there, Hermano. He's just a stuttering in the chat.
Well, Nunu, what's the town? Tell me what the town is, fucker. You gotta help me out.
Yeah, and besides that,
you
have a picture of her tits, you might as well let him out. We want to see them all wrinkled.
Yeah. Because Lonesome has sent me numbers in the UK, but I don't know if they're in that area. God damn it. Lonesome has sent me numbers in the UK, but I don't know if they're in that area. So you gotta tell me where, Nunu. All right.
Nunu, you're getting off easy, buddy.
I'm not getting a lot of numbers from Lonesome either. Let's go to Request a Prank and take a look over there. I saw a one-bedroom apartment that Ken sent earlier, looks like to me.
Yeah, I was only able to send a couple. I didn't see that many this week.
Slow this week, huh, on the one-bedroom apartments. Well, everyone's concerned with the
either
Boston.
Either that or now they're wanting people to email them and fucking screen them that way first before they start rifling off their phone numbers.
Yeah, maybe they're catching up to us. Who knows? All right, here we go. Number to prank. Engage. One-bedroom apartment for share. No name giving. Asking $350 a month. This food is so spicy, but it's so good, I can't stop eating it. I don't know how they do it. I know it's curry. Looks like there's a little bit of sugar in there. And, what tastes like cloves to me. Cloves. I think they use cloves. What is it they use? Allspice? I think that's what they call it. Isn't like 30 spices in one? Look, man, what's an allspice? Look that up. I'm sure you know. I've never used that before.
It's a spice, not a mixture.
Hello?
Hello?
Hebe, yes, hi. Do you have any allspice I can borrow?
Can you borrow what?
Do you have any allspice I can borrow? Allspice?
Allspice? What is that?
Well, it's for like a seasoning that you use. It's like a brown peppercorn berry, and it's dried and ground up. You have that?
Okay. Why would you want to borrow that from me?
Well, I need to use it. I'm making a pie, you know? So
are you making a pie?
Yeah, and
I
need some.
Good luck.
I'll share some with you if you want, you know? I don't. Why did I do that? I forgot what I was doing, dude. I'm pretty. Yeah, I'm out there tonight, so.
You've been smoking drugs again.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I forgot the one bedroom. I forgot it was the one bedroom.
Well, you got to keep in mind that you like share the bed. That's the important part.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Tonight's a big night for me in Sim City. After the show tonight, I'm going to be taking the original, the very first city I ever made in that game in sandbox mode. It's a large city. I think it has a population of 180,000. That's the best I've gotten so far. I'm going to intentionally destroy it. I'm going to turn off all the city services and watch them delve into chaos. I'm going to take videos and pictures of it also, and I'll share those with you guys if you're interested. But I'm tired of this little region I'm playing in. I'm going to do some online ones. I'm going to burn that motherfucker down tonight. There will be blood in the streets of Karlopolis.
You go, Eddie.
Karlopolis.
I'm burning this motherfucker down.
Burn this motherfucker down. All right. Let me see what else I got in Request a Prank. That's right, Big Zach. Looking for just an Indian.
I think he was looking for more for a chick, too.
Is it a one-bedroom thing?
Yeah, it's a one-bedroom.
All right. One-bedroom. No answer there, unfortunately. Damn it, man. I screwed the first one up, second one didn't answer.
That black guy was... That guy from last week, he said, you have got to be kidding me. When we kept fucking with him over and over.
Yeah.
It drug on forever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm editing those episodes. I uploaded one this week. That was a good episode I uploaded. The one about had the laundry basket prank, the panties. Pretty panties.
Oh, that guy was not happy.
I'm working at the Burger King. Come on down and get him.
Oh, he's like, I know where you live. No, he's like, I know where you work. I know the car you drive. Because I told him I drive a Ford Escort.
He was sending his buddy the cop down there to fucking arrest you and shit.
His buddy on the state police is going to come arrest me. Yeah.
No, he was on the SWAT, wasn't he?
I don't know. He's fucking hilarious. But his girl was awesome. His girl was like, all right, I'm going to come down to the Burger King and take off my dirty panties in front of you and give them to you if you give me my laundry basket back. And he was like, in the background, you can hear him going, oh, fuck that. He's going to like, I don't know what he says exactly, but he's like, oh, hell no. And he got right on the phone. He's like, this fucking crazy bitch.
She's not coming down there by herself. She's not coming.
She's not coming. He's just like, fuck what you heard from her. My girl ain't taking off her pants in front of you, motherfucker.
Yeah, he said, like, if she's coming, she's coming with like a fucking 357 or some shit and gonna shoot you in the dick.
Yeah. Well, she said, he said the same thing that the girl said to Jen back in December or November from the Kmart prank call. A layaway one, the 357 straight to the dick. He said she was going to do that, basically come down with a gun and shoot him in the dick.
I don't know why women fucking have to go there, man. That's the first place they always go.
Yeah, I punched my girl in the genitals the other day. I slapped her down there. It was pretty funny. I did it on purpose.
I loved how you were just tiptoeing around that guy's fucking question. Well, how much tape was on the fucking basket? You're like, I didn't see any.
Oh, man. I mean, it's in the car still. I don't know. Jose, you got a good microphone?
I know you've been punching her in the tits an awful lot, too, man.
How you sounding, Jose? Let's hear you. Come on, man. Don't fuck up.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. Good to hear you. That's good. You got a new microphone, good. Or what happened? What'd you do?
I got a headset.
Very nice. What'd you get? A Plantronics? What'd you get, buddy?
A Logitech, I think.
That's good stuff. Logitech makes good keyboards too, young man. Mm-hmm. Remember that, yeah. Mm. Anyway, so you want to do a show? When did you want to do your shows? Did you want a date or just random?
Like random or something like Wednesdays or something.
Alright. Wednesdays. Yeah, but you're not going to have a specific night. You're just going to go on whenever.
Yeah.
Do you have a name?
Maybe it's fine with you.
Do you have a name for your show yet? Have you been thinking about this?
I'm still thinking.
All right. I don't know. Milkman, what do you think? Should we let Jose try to do a show? during the week, see if he's any good. He's finally got a good mic.
Is he set up? Is he set up to broadcast and all that sort of thing?
No, he's got to get set up. That's the thing. We got to help him out with that.
I see.
You got
who's going to be on the show with him?
I don't know. Jose, who are you going to have on the show with you? Yeah.
I think, hold up. What was his face? He was on, like, it was Captain Something.
Captain Something?
Yeah. Oh, the Captain Rusty Crusty. Yeah, I saw that guy name in there. Oh, okay.
All right. Well,
I don't know the guy.
Yeah, we don't know the guy. But, I mean, if it's your show, yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. We'll get that. Did you get your virtual audio cable or whatever you kept begging for?
No, I still need to get it. I need the money. I'm probably gonna buy it this week, hopefully.
You're gonna buy it? It's an expensive? I never use that shit. I don't know. Milkman, how much is a virtual audio cable? You used to tell me about that, Milkman. That program.
Virtual audio, I don't use any of that shit, man. I'm just using my phone today, man. I don't do any of that anymore.
But you used to.
I mean, my advice is if you can, swing with hardware. That's what Hermano has done, and you get much better results. But, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, why do you?
Digitally, the problem is that you start getting all these drivers, like, kicking in and stuff, like, Skype driver will take over, and that's where you start getting a little conflict. You may have to go to more than one computer. I don't know.
Why do you want to use virtual audio cable, Jose? What's your setup? Like, where you only have one computer? Or?
I have two laptops right now, and I'm trying to make my own computer.
You're trying to make your own computer?
Yeah.
I don't think you need virtual audio cable, because I do it without it. A few of us do it without it. I'm sure there's a way you can figure it out, man.
I'll probably Google it, hopefully.
Maybe I could try to help you out, I guess, and see if you can figure it out.
Hardware solutions are always better than software solutions because, you got resources and everything else when you got software solutions. So
Hermano's setup
usually works better, in most cases until the bandwidth starts coming down, but that's nothing to do with the setup.
Yeah, you probably already got everything you need, man. It's just a matter of walking you through. I'll try to get with you during the week or something. I don't know. I'll try to get with you during the week. See if I can help you out. You don't have to spend that money. All right, so maybe Jose will be doing a show this week if we can figure out his tech. Maybe he'll host. When are you going to do Skype calls? You got Skype credit or what? I mean, you got to have a plan.
Yeah,
I have
Skype.
All right, you got to have a plan on how to make the calls going out and get them on the air and stuff, If you want to do a show, that's cool. Anybody else out there?
Stick to the few minimum rules we got too, man. You got to keep them in mind. I know people get excited and have fun and do newbie shit on the air, but you just don't want to make a regular habit of it,
And we're just telling anybody else out there who wants to take
same
a stab
thing goes for
show.
Everybody.
Another thing, if you guys are recording shows, it's not. If you guys are doing shows, it shouldn't be so hard for you to be able to record your shows. Like,
you really should, because I could be recording, I may not, and if something goes wrong on my end, I lose the connection or something, then there it goes. And you really should record your material, guys, because I've actually heard some pretty funny shit on Fridays and other ones. And just go put a damn Stream Ripper in. I don't know how many million times I posted a link to Stream Ripper. You just turn on your Winamp. And just hit Stream Ripper and thing rolls. I've been doing it for eight, ten years.
Worst case scenario,
Brandon Vegas has been doing it. Everybody can do it.
Worst case scenario, all you need to do is get Audible. What's the free audio editing program? What's that? Not Audible.
Audacity.
Just get Audacity and you can really quick set that up to record for you. It'll record.
Yeah, record stereo mix. Record your stereo mix. If you're going to use a digital solution. Remember though, that motherfucker uses a lot of memory. So anytime you use a software solution, you better have some fat, hefty RAM.
Yeah, but you can still do it.
You don't want to be running background processes and all kinds of bandwidth-consuming activities, or your sound will suffer.
Yeah.
Because digitally, it'll sound like crap.
Yeah, well, anybody who's on the show can do it. It doesn't have to be the main person broadcasting. Anybody on the show. And I'm just saying.
Even a listener could record it, too.
Yeah, even a listener could record. Yeah, even someone who isn't on the show. But make sure you're getting copies of those shows, man. You don't want to lose those pranks.
I've got some funny-ass stuff, I have to say, man. And hopefully the archives I got didn't get corrupted or anything, and then we'll retrieve them, because I was laughing my ass off, man. I couldn't believe no one else.
I know what I'm shit on Friday with Ice Goose and all those guys. I was fucking rolling.
That guy that was screaming, he was cussing. Man, who the fuck was that Indian guy that was screaming? And then he was like apologizing. That man, that guy was funny as shit. Carter, did you hear that guy?
No, I didn't hear an Indian screaming.
He was apologizing like, oh shit, it's a classic, dude. It is a good one, man. They really got him.
I heard the guy in an apartment who was they got him to give his war cry, his war scream.
Oh yeah, and the movie acting thing.
Yeah,
too.
And he yelled into like, didn't anybody hear that? Like, yeah, probably. So people heard it. You know, he was, you know, in an apartment screaming.
But they were like, oh, he's from Detroit. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, that's par for the course in Detroit. People just start screaming at random inside the apartment.
Anyway. One other thing before we get off of it, whoever goes on the stream, I'm formally requesting that if you turn the stream on, that you stick around or make sure that the stream is coming back off. You cannot just turn it on and then, hopefully somehow turn off and need the rotation. Please be considerate to the listeners, because if you're not going to do the show, they still want to listen to something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important. Yeah, because that way, the rotation server takes over and people have something to listen to. A, B, just for your case, because you might not know and you forget. You leave it, you come back, you get up in the morning and your mic is hot
and
you're saying
weird shit.
You
got a big-ass fart and we're going to listen to it. And by golly, I guarantee you probably somebody will be recording you snoring, too.
Or you go online and you start watching porn and you're fapping for real and you don't realize that it's broadcasting out in Shoutcast and someone out there
and
recording.
We hear you slamming your gay lover's ass, you know, on air, man. You know, it's going to be interesting. So. Keep that in mind. Cut the stream off.
Hey, Carlito, I sent you some 7-Elevens and a hotel that got really mad at me this morning.
Okay.
They're fucking angry.
You've been pranking on your own already.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
I tried it. UK Ted tried. He did succeed on shutting down the 7-Eleven store for a couple of hours.
Cool, man. Sounds exciting.
And Carlito shut down fucking like 7 or 8 fucking pizza joints last week.
Well, at least they were just not answering the phone anymore. Yeah. All right, here are the numbers. We'll get to that, but before that, here's a number for a guy in the neighborhood that hates Miss Margaret Thatcher. I don't have the name. I lost the name. Oh, shit. That last show I edited, I'm talking about ducks petting a duck really hard on the hen. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this George?
Yes,
listen, we're getting together for a tribute to Margaret Thatcher. We're going to be putting up a statue of her in town.
Pardon?
We're going to put up a statue of Margaret Thatcher in town in honor of her passing, the great Margaret Thatcher.
Who's speaking?
My name is Cross. I'm calling from the Margaret Thatcher Memorial Statue Machine.
What time is it in the morning?
Yeah, because the ceremony is in a few hours, and we're going to be traveling.
But what ceremony is? I'm invited.
I know, but if you don't mind waking up,
I do mind waking up at this time in the morning. Bye.
I need you to get up and straighten yourself out. Wash your hair. Oh, come on, man.
Rude fuck.
Asshole. This is Mark.
Brush your tooth, buddy.
Hello.
Hello.
Get that powdered sugar and brush your teeth.
We don't need it.
Listen, we need you to get nice and ready, wear a nice outfit, a nice church outfit, and come outside because Margaret Thatcher's casket is going to be coming down the street.
Go and get stuffed.
No, Margaret Thatcher is coming down the street, and we're going to unveil a statue. Hello? Gone.
I love when he talks dirty. Go and get stuffed.
Go and get stuffed.
Enter voicemail plus.
Voicemail plus. Uh-oh.
No, your people are out of fucking control.
Mail plus.
No, he's not answering anymore. He left the phone off the hook. He is a smart. Yeah. George White Man. You call him the White Man. This is motherfucking White Man. That was my first prank call that I ever recorded, that nigger cab. And the guy's like, this ain't no goddamn nigger, this is fucking White Man.
Earlier in the fucking chat, the crazy fucker was starting to try to Black Panther fucking revolution.
Oh, jeez. Stomping the yard. Crazy fucker hangs out with them.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
What's that?
Hey, listen, I joined the Aryan Nation in prison, and we're going to be getting together for a Margaret Thatcher memorial starting in a few hours.
Hello?
Hello? No, she's gone.
Oh, yeah, I saw someone chat earlier, too, after you talked to that chick in Singapore that gave you her cell phone number.
Yeah.
They said we need to move the Madhouse meetup to Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what the key word that got us connected there was.
I don't know, but you know what? She probably has friends.
Scary Nation? The she, jail? Or?
Yeah, that anyway, that Singaporean girl probably has friends who are just as slutty or more. She sounded kind of slutty.
Right?
She sounds slutty. She's like, I don't have a boyfriend. I just have a man. A friend, she said. I'm like, oh, yeah. I see what's up.
Hello.
Hey, George.
What?
Hey, listen, I just have a friend. I don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Okay, will you put this phone down? I'm on night.
Listen, I'm with the Aryan Nation. We're a prison gang. Hello. I'm with the Aryan Nation, guys.
Don't say white power and you'll hang up and won't call back.
Muslim Brotherhood.
The Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Bros. That's what I call them. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Anyway, I had this job that we had a contract with years ago, and one of our clients was named Brother Morgan. Like, he was some kind of Franciscan priest guy, and I will call him Bro Mo. And he thought it was cool. He didn't mind. Bro Mo. Brother Morgan, Bro Mo. No answer there. Here's J.R. Markey. J.R. Malarkey. After this one here, this UK attempted call, we'll do some swap shops. We'll take a look at Request a Prank. We'll get to Jose's number. We got plenty to do here, guys. Be excited.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hello?
Hey. How are you? Is that J.R. Markey? Is he there?
Do you know what time it is on the morning?
Well, I'm in Illinois, Chicago. I'm with the Aryan Nation prison gang, and we're just calling on behalf of Margaret Thatcher Memorial.
It is 5:30 on the morning.
I understand.
This is the second time I've got up to answer a phone.
I just need to let you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning, the casket of Mrs. Margaret Thatcher will be coming down the street. We wanted you to get in some church clothes, nice and dressed up, clean up your front yard, and just be out there, and just when the casket comes by, just clasp your hands in front of you. And, you know, tilt your head down in reverence as her casket comes by. It's going to be in a horse-drawn carriage.
Excuse me, but yeah. She's been buried already.
This is some of her clothing and memorabilia that we're putting in a casket to represent her.
Well, you need something to do. Thank you, Bob.
We have some of her dirty laundry. She just wore it. Okay.
So we're going to rebury that bitch because she loves the attention.
Tell you what, she even had a movie about herself. She had a bioflick about herself before she died. That doesn't always happen. You gotta be really interesting for that to happen.
It was kind of funny before you came on, Carly.
It was an Emmy nominated movie. Not Emmy nominated.
Oscar nominated. Credit card.
What happened? Credit cards? What? What happened?
I was saying before you came on, the playlist was playing what we were calling the UK, accusing them of losing their credit cards and ordering a bunch of porn.
Oh, okay. On all the porn names?
Dirty Aaron was calling, telling they were ordering big black pussy pumpers and shit.
Big black pussy pumpers. Anyway, that was me and Laugh Track Matt Hillock. Me and him came up with that during, I think it was the Christmas show, Christmas Eve. We were calling people, talking about black pussy pumpers or something. That's funny that Brent Westwood brought that up.
Hello?
Hey, how are you, you crazy bastard? Is that Mark?
Who is he?
Hey, this is Cross. I'm calling from the Aryan Nation Memorial, Margaret Thatcher Memorial.
I think you've got wrong number.
No, this is Mark Proudly. Is Mr. Proudly there?
Yeah, just a minute.
Thank you. That was easy. Oh, they're watching TV. They're up. If they're up this early, they must be crazy. Crazy old people that get up early and sleep early. They probably have dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Just get them off the shitter right now.
So I imagine these old people are like right here. 4 p.m. they have dinner, then they go, they sit down at the family room, and they put some vinyl records on, maybe.
Do you think they associate with the Negro persuasion?
Nah. I think they've got like one of those big puzzles, the 3,000 piece puzzles on a table, and they work on it a little bit every night.
How often do you think he dusts that old thing off?
Oh, man. He puts a spit shine on it, probably. And she probably has no teeth, you know? She takes her teeth out. Hello?
Gives him a good gumming.
I don't know what's going on. She's taking a long time, isn't she? Let's call the next one.
Watch your fucking Jeopardy over there.
I don't know, man.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened? Took you a long time, Mark. Were you on the toilet?
Yeah.
What were you doing on the toilet? You doing poo-poo or pee-pee? All that to say that. Great.
He was on the shitter. Like, all right.
Oh, we're shitting.
Hello?
Yeah, well, so you were really on the toilet?
Look, fuck off.
Listen, I'm with the Aryan Nation, Margaret Thatcher.
His wife went back there. Hurry up and pitch that off. You got a phone call.
Wipe your butt and you have a phone call. There's someone in the chat room called Bill Bollocks. Bill Bollocks. Hell yeah, man. I was doing a Bill Bollocks show at the call at the beginning, wasn't I? Doing Bill Bollocks a little bit there.
Yeah, you gave just a taste of it.
A little bit of attitude, Mr. Bollocks. I'm Bill Bollocks.
I thought I saw Rusty Shackleford in the fucking chat earlier, too.
Who's Rusty Shackleford?
From fucking King of the Hill. That was Dale's fucking alias all the time.
Okay. Was Dale the cigarette smoking one?
Yeah, well, the fucking crazy one that's always wearing the hat.
Yeah, I gotcha. Ooh, there's a phone call coming in! Yay! Let's see if this is a phone winner. Let's screen it.
Okay, I sense the caller's voicemail.
Oh, this is the number we called for the Indian restaurant, Indian people. Hello? 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 Are we done? This is the guy with the Indian request.
Call me.
Hello?
Yes, you have an apartment for share?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, are you Indian or are you American? Or what are you?
I'm Indian.
Okay, that's nice. And $300 a month. And how many beds are inside?
It's one bedroom apartment.
All right, so do we sleep in the same room?
Yes, that's right. Or you can share the living room. That's okay. There's nothing in the living room, usually.
Oh, but maybe I would like to sleep in the same bedroom just for protection. We can be together in the bedroom?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and then we'll lock the door when we're in the bedroom so no one comes in to hurt us, you know?
Okay.
That's
okay.
How I like to sleep in the bedroom with the door locked every time. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem.
Do you like a little bit of light in the bedroom also, just in case?
Okay, let me get to one question. Are you a seasoned student or a student nearby, or the number you're calling is from Nevada?
Yeah, I moved here. I'm a student, and I moved here.
Okay, well, I'd like to meet you in person, and then we can go from there. If you have any questions at that time, I can answer those questions.
I'm a math major. I'm a math major. I'm really smart. I'm sexy. I have nice shoulders. I'm not hairy.
Okay.
I'm
nice
and smooth.
I'm getting another call as of right now, so...
Are you Gandu? Are you Mr. Are you a Gandu?
Okay, text me whenever you want to meet, and then
are you
Gandu? We can talk about it. Okay.
Are you Gandu? Hello? Fucker. He's not paying attention to what I'm saying to him. Is he a Gandu? And he keeps talking right over like an asshole.
What was the term we used to use for animal? What we called the Turkish guy?
You gotta phrase it properly, though, man. You know, are you Gandu too?
You're right. He's, that's Haiwan, Ken. Haiwan, sir.
Haiwan, I didn't know if it translated over to Indian also or not.
No. Let's play some more of these, wannabe porn stars getting trolled. Let's play a little more of that because they're funny.
Would you go to the salon? Ask for the Cornelius?
Ah! Do you even know what he means by that?
No.
You ever see the movie Planet of the Apes?
Races.
And how much do you weigh?
The butt moves?
135
pounds. 135?
Yes.
Let's see.
Yeah. we'll see about that. 135, my fucking ass.
Oh my god.
Dude, put her on a scale.
It fucking says error. What's up, whore? What's your name?
Delilah.
Reminds me of a pretty big strip club down around my area.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you couldn't work there, though. That's where all the hot chicks work. You'd have to work at, like, one of the skankier joints around the corner with the fatties. Jesus Christ, you are fucking beat.
What, you just come from a fucking Flock of Seagulls concert?
Look at that forehead. Holy, that's like a five head.
What do you do when you're at home in your spare time besides being chubby?
Anyone ever tell you you look like Whoopi Goldberg?
Anyway, that video's awesome. What do you do when you're at home besides being chubby? That poor girl. She's just like, oh.
That's where all the hot girls work. You couldn't work there.
At the end of this, there's one who just walks off. She's like, fuck this.
What do you think the odds are that guy you were just talking to actually had another call coming in?
Probably not. I didn't hear anything, you know? Let's see if he answers. He can't. There's no way he'll answer a second time.
Done with that call?
Hi, you have reached Dacon. Please leave your name and number, and I'll give you a call back as soon as possible.
Dacon.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Dacon, this is Cross again. I just want to make sure you were really on the phone. It sounds like maybe you're not because it rang a few times. So I think you're lying, asshole. I'm going to call him back. I just want to see if he'll call me back. He probably won't. He seems too peaceful and passive.
Now leave him a message. I didn't mean it. I shouldn't have talked to
you. Hi, have read Dacon, please.
No, he's just ignoring it. I hear him hitting ignore anyway. He's not aggressive at all. So, it's not funny. It doesn't work for me. That's my style of prank call is all I'm at. I really am just rude and mean, like this guy talking in this video. I just act like that so people get angry at me and have an argument. That's my prank call style, I would say. You know, there's different styles of martial arts. That's like my general style. You might not like that, and that's fine. Then you don't have to listen to this show or my prank calls. A lot of people don't like my prank calls. A lot of other prank callers don't like my style of prank calls, and I don't necessarily like theirs. But the majority of us respect each other, and, you know, we're just a positive community. There's other elements of it.
I mean, a lot of people resent superior people, right? You know, somebody can outdo them, they kind of resent it. So, I mean, this comes with territory, son.
Look, the bottom line is I have no respect for two things in prank calls. Number one, the least amount of respect I have is the prank calls that come from fucking radio stations that are fake. They have actors. You know, just from regular FM fucking radio stations. All that shit is fake and it's stupid. And the majority of people that are into it, you know, out there are like, who are up like at 7 o'clock in the morning getting ready to go to work or whatever.
Set of calls. It's all set up.
And all they got to listen to on the way to work is FM radio because they sure as hell don't know how to work a podcast or an internet radio or a satellite radio. They're like, fuck that. I just turn on FM radio. You know, the majority of people who vote in presidential elections, basically. And they think there was, oh, did you hear the one where the fucking, you know, the chick found out that her man was cheating on her on the radio? And they're like, oh, we're from the radio. That was so funny.
Yeah, or you could be the guy that goes, did you hear about the radio host who did a double decker and put it in a fucking toilet or in a microwave and then heated it up at a party?
Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, I have least respect for that fake prank call stuff. The second one is people who copy stuff, you know? Especially if you copy someone else's style and then talk shit about it. It's like, hey, man.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
My mic is up.
I don't know any people like that.
Anyway, let's continue with the show. More prank calls. Let's do some swap shop machine. like I said I would. If I could find the link here in the tab, I already have it open.
You know, the other thing, too, is the racist and the, like, fuck you calls. Anybody can, you know, say F you or call you a name or make fun of you, you know, like something physical or something obvious. But, you know, artistry is where you can draw them out and keep them on the phone and continue to let them rage and just toy with them like Dobby, you know. And that's the way Carlito works, man. You just toying with them, man. That's what's so funny. It's because you demonstrate it every week.
You haven't made the big time until someone threatens to shoot you in your dick hole.
There you go. Wanted to mention, allspice is also called Jamaican pepper. It is not a mix of spices, just like you said, Milkman. It is indeed just a spice, Jamaican pepper. Just kind of a lot like regular black pepper, but just a different take on
it's
it.
It's big, dude. The fucker's about, like, the biggest size of a marble, man. No, not that big. They were actually about the size of hell, man. Like, the end of your pinky?
Yeah.
It says it's about the size
of a pepper. I was thinking of nutmeg for a second there. But the one, allspice about the end of your pinky is about bigger than a tapioca.
So what's the one that Indians use that's like a mix of like 30 different spices in one? What's
garam masala? You talking about garam masala?
I don't know. I just know there's one that they use where it's like a specific mix of spices. And
that's
they use
garam
it.
Masala. That's, okay. Yeah, it's really nice, man. It's for special types of Indian or Nepal food, man.
Okay.
I looked up Indian spices, and it listed probably 40 or 50 different fucking spices they love to use in their cooking.
Yeah. He's talking about garam masala. That's the one. It's like a standard. Like, you know, if you want to add that, it gives a little bit of kick, and it's like a, kind of like a standard mixture. I mean, there's obviously variations of it, but, you know, it's got like a set flavor. It's kind of got a little bit like cinnamon, a little bit of clove to it. It's kind of got that kind of...
Yeah, kind of like, you know, those pumpkin pie spice, you know, during the holidays you can get usually.
Yeah.
It's
better than that. Yeah, better than that. But better that kind of that reminiscent in that range. Exactly right.
I think the British have a version too that they use in puddings and stuff like that. I know someone who used to do that kind of cooking at a Renaissance fair, and she said she used to order this mixed spice online from the UK.
You know, apparently what you're cooking this with the garam masala. You don't have to actually add all that other stuff because it got everything pretty well in. It's usually got about 30 things.
Holy shit. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I knew it had like 30 to something. You know, it was a lot of fun. I was like, holy shit, that's really a...
I made my own garam masala before, but, you know, it's like, you know, it's usually easier if you just buy a higher quality garam masala and then just, like, use that as part of your curry mix.
Yeah, listen, I'm looking at Swap Shop here. Here's one that I know I'm not going to do. I'm looking for 22 millimeter ammunition of any brand. Really more interested in the bulk box rounds, like Federal 525 rounds. I don't think I'm going to call that guy. He's putting a call out there for as much ammunition in bulk as he can get his hands on.
Yeah, I'm sure his line's already fucking tapped with that type of head.
God damn, dude, seriously? Are you even trying?
You're on the fucking radar.
God damn. All right. Here's a guy looking to buy four tires new or good used condition. He's looking for four tires, is that 15-inch wheel monster mud tires? Is it 15-inch or foot? No, not foot. 15s. I guess that's what it is. Monster mud tires. That sounds fun, going mudding, you know? I never done it, but it sounds fun.
Mudding, dude, it's a bomb. You'd love it, dude. You'd be perfect candidate.
Did you hear that? That's how that kid from that MTV show Buck Wild died?
Yeah, then they canceled the show. I was kind of dismayed because I know it was getting okay ratings. They were surprised it was getting the ratings it got, and they had already started filming season two, and... Because
the kid got drunk and went mudding and got like doors deep, so they were fucking stuck in the vehicle.
But why didn't they open a window? They just sat there like retards. I don't understand.
I guess, and they died of fucking carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah, well, because the tailpipe was under the mud and they didn't know it, and it was backing up the carbon monoxide into the cab. And they just sat there, I guess, and like they'd even think about opening a door maybe or a window. Wouldn't you start passing out and be like, yeah, maybe I should open the window? They didn't all pass out at the same time.
I'm not feeling so good. Maybe I should get some air.
I'm sure one of them passed out and the other one could have been like, oh, let me open a window and step out real quick. Well, maybe they didn't want to because it was muddy. I don't know, but it just seems like a fucking, it seems like an Illuminati hit to me, man. The Illuminati didn't want that show to keep going on for whatever reason, and they took a hit out on that kid. That's exactly what happened.
JC set up the hit.
He's a fucking Illuminati hit. Ask Crazy Fucker Buddy. He'll tell you, Ken.
I'm sure he's going to go ape shit in the chat here in about 20 seconds.
So, Ken, be real with me, man. What'd you do for your birthday? Did you get a steak today? Did you get a special meal? Special kiss? Did you get a special kiss?
Nah, I went over to my mom's house and actually had nachos for my birthday because that's what I fucking was feeling like.
Yeah, did you have beans on them or?
Yeah, beans, fucking liquid cheese, regular cheese. I fucking decked it out.
Nice. Liquid cheese is good, man. Awesome. Cool, man. I'm happy for you. Glad you had fun. Playing any Nintendo games, any video games today?
Yeah, just to beat my son's ass and some fucking wrestling stuff on his 360.
There you go.
And to reinforce that he'll never be able to beat me in video games.
You show him.
Tell him I've been playing that shit longer than he's been alive, so he'll never be better than me.
That's how I feel about Mortal Kombat.
It's kind of it's like 4 days ago he just turned fucking 12.
Well, I've been teaching my nephew how to play Mario Kart on his DS. He's like, have you played this game before, Uncle Carlos? I'm like, young man, 20 years ago. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I see that you're looking for some big monster mud tires.
Yes.
Okay. And are these for a car or a van, or what did you want to put them on? Because I can bring them down.
Do you know how late it is or early in the morning?
I know. I'm at a parking lot now, and there's a car that has these four, the same four tires you're looking for. So I've got some cinder blocks here in the bed of my truck, and I got a jack, and I'm going to take the four tires real quick and throw them in the bed of my truck, and I'll leave the car up on the cinder blocks. Hello? That's a good plan. That's a Detroit thing right there, right? Putting cars up on cinder blocks. I've never seen that in my life, but I've always heard about it.
Dude, that's a redneck thing, man. And that's a ghetto thing, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ghetto, man.
Hello?
Yes, come on. I'll get these tires for you. They look brand new. They look really nice. I'll clean them and everything. I got tire wet in the trunk.
I'm sorry, but do not call here again. It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
I know, but do you want the tires? I'm looking at a car that's got them right now. I'm looking at another truck, and I'll put that truck up on cinder blocks and take tires off.
Who is this?
This is Cross.
Who?
Cross. My name is Cross.
No, thank you. I'm not interested.
Okay. You just want legit tires?
Hello? No, I want you to not call here anymore.
Oh. You should try these cigars from Jamaica. They're just as good as the Cuban ones.
Do not call here again, buddy.
Okay. All right. Well, if you know anybody who wants... Okay. She's not interested, buddies.
Don't call me buddy, pal.
We have a horse for sale, made 14.2 age machines. I think that's hands. I think that's the unit of measurement. Hey, what's up, piece of shit?
Hey.
So is it working now, the logging shit?
It's all working, man.
Yay! Did you remind me that Tupac died this weekend? What would have been 16 years ago? I guess, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah. No clapping there. Whoops, sorry. Wrong one, sorry. Maybe I'll play a Tupac machine here later.
Play some All Eyes on Me.
To Machiavelli arrives, it's All Eyes on Me. All right, horse.
Yeah, I found some... songs that were slowed down that were pretty cool.
What's with the slowing down thing I heard now? They put a...
I love the fucking gin and juice slowed down like the classical reading that cracks me up.
I haven't heard. I heard the Justin Bieber one was funny. I heard about it on the news, but I haven't heard this audio yet. Well, yeah,
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Chopped and Screwed is that I've heard.
It's like that. That's what slowed down is. It's just like lazier, you know, like the sound.
Nice. Sounds real mellow.
Sounds pretty cool, though.
Sounds real mellow.
If they do it right, it sounds cool.
Right here.
Right here in the Skype chat. What's going on? Is Skype breaking up again? Shit.
My audio cut out. It was me, it's not you. That's a slowed down Gin and Juice one right there, that one.
All right, let me check this out, because I haven't heard these yet, but I've heard good things.
With so much drama.
This is the same. We're not talking about the same thing, though. You've sent this before.
Yeah, I sent that a while back. Yeah.
The LBC.
This is different, though.
It's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G.
It is hard being Snoop Dogg, man. Can you imagine? It's a lot of pressure. A lot of people out to get you.
Snoop Lion,
yeah. Okay, more prank calls. Enough bullshit talk. Calling some more people in the UK and harassing them. Oh, wait, Jose, where'd you send those numbers, you said?
Your Skype account.
On my Skype account. Oh, over here. Okay, all right. Yeah. Let's see. Hang on, let me copy-paste them into here.
Way over there.
Yeah, Jose, if you add the plus ones and all that, it makes it easier for calling them out of
now,
the chat.
Okay. Now, do you want that when you're in Skype or in the request of pranks? Do you want the plus one added in there, too?
That helps because I have a plugin that automatically will kick it over to Skype if you do that.
I'll start doing that from now on.
Yeah, that does help out. I think there should be a room for you to do it, so... It just helps out. Either or, all I have to do is copy-paste, but... I'm just letting Jose know because other hosts say the same thing. Alright, Quest N, tell them you're from what? Corporate.
Corporate.
Young man, you need to learn how to spell there, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, class. Our final exam will be coming up at the end of this week. The test will be comprised of 20% written, 30% oral, and 50% anal. Any questions?
Professor.
Yes, dear.
Will there be any extra credit?
I am so glad you asked.
Rest in peace, Ron Jeremy.
How can I help?
Yes, hello. I'm calling on behalf of Ron Jeremy and Margaret Thatcher Machines.
Okay.
I'm looking to make a reservation there. How many beds can be pushed together inside the hotel?
In what?
How many beds can we push together in the center of the room? How many beds?
Yeah, you can do only two. I mean, like, yeah.
Can I order reservation for two rooms and then move the two beds from one bedroom into the other?
Yeah, you can. You just want two bedroom to move into the center of the room, right?
I want four beds, yeah, and then no other furniture except for four beds, and then.
Oh, you can't do that. It won't be sufficient. You can't have four beds in one room.
How about three? Would three fit in there?
No, just two.
No.
Yes, just two.
Do you have any? You have no other extensions. Do you have rooms that connect together in between?
Yes, we do have.
How many can I chain together? Like, can I get like three of them in a row like that so we're all three together?
Yeah, I can do that. Can you call me tomorrow?
What are you doing? Are you busy?
I'll check. Huh?
I'm with corporate. This is important, okay?
Thing is, like, I don't have the list of the rooms that are connected tonight.
Okay.
I don't have that list available. I'll get back to you tomorrow. If you give me a contact number, I can call you back.
Can I bring a gynecological exam chair also for one of the rooms? We're having a sexual party. Gynecological examination
and dementia.
Legend told me to tell Horse Machine to voice me on chat.
Horse Machine, do it. I see big Bill Bollocks is still hanging out with us talking about grilled cheese.
Oh, the chat,
fuck
yeah. The chat and plus app.
Legend's here. I didn't see Legend.
Why is it in now?
They're not answering again. Did you know them, Jose? What kind of hotel is that where they needed me to call back tomorrow? What kind of inn? What is that? It's like a small-time operation? Or was it a big...
No, it's like a motel. I called them like in the morning, told them that I was from corporate, and then me and what's-his-face were messing around with them a lot. There was this black guy that got really, really mad, though.
Oh, no, man. That's crazy.
Like, the manager. Like, he was pounding on the desk, He was threatening us that he was going to call the cops. We told him that.
Did you record this?
We barricade the door.
Did you record this?
I don't think so, but.
See? You see what I mean, Milkman? Uh-huh. This is what I'm saying. Son of a bitch. Not recording this stuff. Now I'm angry. I don't believe you, Jose. That could have been the best prank ever. You didn't record it. What's it worth? You guys got to start recording
your
stuff.
The one that he did where you came in Spanish? Is that the one you're talking about? Which one?
No, it was, this prank call happened like earlier, like.
Yeah, he did it on his own this morning or something. Yeah, come on, man.
Oh, I was going to say, I recorded, I did record it now. I'm not sure what's on it, but I know that I did record it when you did do that.
That's a show and shit. This is different, Milkman. You're not paying attention, man. Come on.
Wow, No. Now I understand. I thought you were talking about the show.
And then earlier on, I was on with UK Ted, and we called it 7-Eleven. The electrical company was there fixing up the gas pumps. We told the electrical company to just leave because we were hiring our own independent electrical crew. He got out, and we shut down the 7-Eleven.
Wow, man.
That's why all those three.
That's very good. So this one is shut down this morning, you said, right? Shut down this morning or last night, Konyo?
Is that a real Ted left?
This evening.
Okay.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, how you doing there, sir?
Not too bad.
I came to get gasoline for my car machine, and there was no gasoline working there. What happened?
When was that?
When was that, Jose? Last night?
It was like 4 hours ago.
Yeah. Why did this happen? What's going on? You have bad gas?
I don't believe we do.
Why was the gas shut down? When did you come in? Just now? Or were you there
before? 10 o'clock.
So you weren't there when the gas machine was down?
Don't know.
Who was there?
No one mentioned anything about the gas being down.
Who was there? Who was there at that time?
The person that was here has left.
What's the phone number? What's the name?
If you want to call back tomorrow morning, you could probably talk to the manager.
Well, I'm calling from corporate. We need to get that information.
Don't have that number.
What's the name then? Who was on shift? Go look at the schedule. Go. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you go and look at the schedule and see who was working before you 4 hours ago? Go.
Okay, who am I talking to?
My name is Cross. I'm calling from the corporate office and I'm on the line with Mr. Jose. We have some serious complaints about this location here and we're trying to get the information of who was on duty there 4 hours ago.
Crystal was on.
Crystal was on. And when is she in again?
She is a clerk.
She's a clerk. Crystal, what's her phone number?
I wouldn't give you her phone number. You have the, if you want to talk to my manager, call tomorrow morning.
It's the weekend. We don't have the information. This is an important machine. Will you call her? Will you call her and tell her to call me back right now?
Sure. Bye.
You don't have the number. Let me give you the number. Stupid. Sure. Bye, asshole.
The one that was shut down was the very last one.
Oh, this one was a shutdown? Okay. Whoops. All right, let's call that one then. Someone hacked into their gasoline pumps. It's not hacking, though. You guys just had them shut down. Take it easy.
We told them.
Take it easy, Jose. Take it easy. You have to take an oath. You have to take the masturbation oath. Hello?
Hey, I'm 7-Eleven. Okay, now, how can I help you?
What's going on there? I went there to get gas, and there was no gasoline. What is this?
We just don't have gas right now.
What's the matter with the gasoline? Is it going to have bad gas? Is it bad?
No.
You have bad gas. There were people were telling me at the other gas station at the Circle K. They said, oh, yeah, you came from that 7-Eleven, too. They have bad gas. They were on the news that they had water in the gas, and people's cars got all messed up. I get gas at your place all the time. I hope to God you guys didn't put bad gas in my car. Listen to me, I'm an American veteran. And if you put bad gas in my car, I'm going to have something for you. A lawsuit. You understand?
I apologize for the inconvenience. As far as I know, it's not as bad gas. I just work here.
They said there's oil and water mixed in the gas. There's oil from the inside of the gas station and water and bad gas inside it and dirt. That's what they said. The news said, really, it showed a picture of your place and everything, and it showed you going inside from, like, really far away. It was just on the news this morning. You didn't see it?
They showed me?
They showed you walking in to start your shift and everything. Yeah, they had you on camera from, like, the parking lot.
How do you know it was me?
Because I came in and saw you. It was the same person. I know what you sound like. I went in, and you guys, everyone there is like, oh, there's no gas. The gas isn't working.
I don't know anything about it.
Well, Can you make a statement? Is it true you have bad gas? That's what the TV...
I cannot make that statement, and I will not make that statement.
All these...
Because I know nothing about it.
All these people were at the other gas station saying, oh, yeah, they have bad gas.
I cannot help what other people say.
Someone said that their nephew was driving a brand new Ford truck, and the Ford truck was found on the side of the road dead. It was messed up so bad. The car just went...
I have no clue about any of it.
And they had it checked, and they said it was bad gas from your place, and two other people complaining, and they showed one guy. They were interviewing in front of his truck, and he's like, it's going to cost me $3,000, $5,000 to get a new engine here because they put bad gas at the gas station, the 7-Eleven, they said. And then the guy came on, he said, this 7-Eleven has had 5 complaints in the last week. And they showed your place and everything. And they said that they've been trying to get a statement and that there's been no statement. They have had no response, they said. So you're saying you have no response?
I do not, because I know nothing about it. 1870. Have a great night.
Who provides
the... Ma'am.
Excuse me?
Ma'am.
Yes.
Weren't you supposed to be shut down a while ago, please? I am Roy from the corporation.
Not to my knowledge, no.
Where
I can't answer any questions because I don't know nothing about
it. You have bad gas.
I know nothing about it.
You have bad gas. Come on, just tell me. Do you have bad gas and we'll be okay?
I know nothing about it.
Just
if you have a concern, go ahead and call corporate.
If you just say that the gas isn't that good, maybe I can give you some money from the settlement if you help me out.
Yeah, right? No.
Come on, how much?
If you have a concern, call corporate.
Look,
thank you for your concern.
Look, we're throwing a lawsuit for $15,000. I'll be happy to give you a cut of that. I'll give you $3,000 of that. Hello.
You should have told her that you heard from a reputable source life I was going to piss it in the gas for over a month. Right in the tanks.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven John DeRomo Wayne. This is Dana. How can I help you?
Listen, I'm throwing a lawsuit $50,000. I can give you $15,000 of that if you want.
If you have concerns, call corporate. I cannot give you any answers. Have a great night.
Think about what $15,000 could do for you this year. Think about it. This is tax time right now. Look at that. She won't do it.
Fucking buy a man.
One more. I'm going to tell her under the table. Under the table. That's an old prank call by Ted Webb and KDK called Bad Gas. It's pretty funny. I really appreciate that prank call. Ted talks like this Italian guy. And he says that my mama get the gas and he's got bad gas. It's just really silly and funny. I love it. I haven't heard that in a long time though, but I always find myself quoting it, you know? Bad gas. I should try to download that. I wonder if Ted has a copy of Bad Gas. You got bad gas, Ted? Let me know, Ted. Bad gas.
Yeah, right now.
That's what I'm asking, Milkman. Super. What do you think I'm asking? Boom.
I forgot to put the plus one charge.
Hello.
Yes, hello, William.
William, hello.
William, how are you? It's been so long since we've talked. Hey, William. I didn't have his last name in front of me. Shit. I don't know if I was going to get interrogated by him. Fuck him. I'm going to call someone else instead. He's a dickhead. Here's William Bro. Bill Bro. William Brow Bro. I don't know. It is what it is. Hello. Hello. William.
Who is it?
Oh, this is Cross. Is William there? Can I speak to him, please?
No.
It's time. It's time now to talk to him. Now is the time.
Who are you?
I'm Cross. You put William on the phone. Now's the time to talk to him, not later, now.
Who are you?
Where?
Who are you?
I'm Cross. I'm with the association. Now put him on, please. It's very important.
Are you there?
I'm here.
My father passed away last year, right? Will you not ring here again?
He has a set of keys that we need.
What?
He has a set of keys that we need here immediately. He took a set of keys and he took them over a year ago and he didn't give them back because he's old and senile. So
get you lost.
Bring the keys over then. Oh, shit. I want these keys. The infinity key.
She's doing her best fucking Arnold impression. Who are you?
Who are you? Hey, hello? Please, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean. Please, just help me. All right, now. All right, well, here's another William then, who's probably dead. William John Fenton. William John Fenton. I feel bad. That poor old man died last year. What can you do?
Hello?
Hello, yes. Is William there? William John Fenton?
Yeah?
Will you put him on? Now's the time to talk to him.
No, he's at work. Sorry.
Now's the time to talk to him. Now
is
the
time. He's at work.
But now is the time. Oh, shit. Doesn't help if he's at work. Now is the time. I'm going to use that for the rest
Hello?
Of the night. Now is the time, please. Now is the time to talk to him. Who is this?
You can't. He's at work.
Oh, when does he get back? Because now is supposed to be the time.
Well, I'm sorry. He's at work till 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock, he'll be back there? Or he gets out at 6 o'clock? Oh, fuck me. Fuck that woman. Fuck her. Fuck her, Ken. Hello?
Oh?
Yes, may I speak with William Owen, please?
Yes?
Now is the time to talk to you, sir. Okay, great. Listen, I'm calling from the Margaret Thatcher Memorial Student Machine.
No, thank you.
We're going to be making a procession going by your house in 2 hours. We have a casket filled with some of her personal belongings, and we want you to come out and pay respect while the casket's coming down. Fuck me. It's true. We're going to do it. We're going to do it, guys. Hello? Yeah, we're going to be going about 80 meters an hour. How do they do miles per hour in England, or do they say meters per hour? How does it work over there? Or kilometers per
kilometers?
Hour?
Kilometers?
Well, I was like, meters. We're doing 80 meters.
80 meters an hour. That's pretty slow, actually. Yeah. Only 80 meters an hour. The fuck? 80 meters. That's not even a football field, is it? Wow. Okay. I was never good with measurements of distance. Never been. Even elementary school. And even now, like, you can tell me, like, oh, how far away is that wall from here? I have no idea. 5 feet, 10 feet, 30 feet? I don't know. It's just a common sense thing that I don't know. I never grasped that. I'm not embarrassed to talk about it.
It's a conspiracy.
It's all relative, man. I'm a really bad driver for that. Now I only have one eye. I can't even judge distance anyway. It sucks. People hand me stuff and I drop it all the time because I don't.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing there, buddy?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Is William there?
Who?
William? Emmeline Williams?
Yes.
Oh, how are you? I was hoping.
Who's
I'm calling from National Student Machines. And we're
who's speaking?
Okay.
Who's speaking?
Oh, my name is Eddie. I'm calling from National Student. We're going to be, there's a casket that's coming down your street. And we filled it with some memorabilia, some clothing, and a picture of Margaret Thatcher to represent her, her remains. And we're going to be coming down doing a funeral procession on a horse carriage, a horse machine.
And when will this be?
This will be in about 2 hours. We should be coming around your area. So we just wanted you to clean up your yard a little bit and maybe come up in front and when the horse comes by with the box, maybe fold your hands in front of you and tilt your head down or bow a little bit and just say a prayer for Margaret Thatcher. Would you mind doing that? We're going to be going by at about 80 kilometers an hour, so just,
I'm sorry, but we're not interested.
Well,
thank
you're
you.
You're required right. to do. You're required to do this.
Right.
Okay.
Bye.
Or we could charge
Goodbye.
You under the War Powers Act.
Right. Goodbye.
We're going to charge you with espionage, subversion. Hey guys, I'm reading this book. It's called Dead Hand. It is a historical account of the Cold War. It's really cool, guys. Problem is I keep falling asleep while I'm reading it. Not that it's boring, but I usually don't read it until I'm laying in bed and I fall asleep. So I haven't been able to progress as much as I wanted to, but I read it a lot yesterday and over the week. You know, I've got about halfway done through the book. It's pretty good. Some really cool stuff they talk about. The Cold War era and executions and stuff like that.
You see earlier today that North Korea moved 2 more of their fucking missile launchers.
Oh, yeah. Are we paying attention to them again? We were all distracted with the Boston Marathon bombing and the Texas thing. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. How are you? Yes, hello, sir. Hi. This is William.
Yeah, speaking.
Okay. I'm calling from National Student Machines, and we're going to be having a procession in memory of Margaret Thatcher coming down your street. Would you mind coming outside and just bowing your head when the procession comes by, please?
We're not interested, thank you.
Well, we're going to be going by your house, and we're going to stop at your house, and we won't move.
Yeah, we won't move until you come out, asshole.
We won't move until you come out.
Not interested.
You will be interested.
Yeah, they blew you off like you're just like a fucking telemarketer and shit. We're not interested. Fuck you.
They're right there still. I order you to do it. I command you. This is not a sales call. Okay. Oh, boy.
Well, guys, I gotta go, right?
All right, Jose, bye. Take it easy, and we'll work on that shit, all right?
All right.
Bye.
See you later, Josie.
Josie's gone. Spider pussy. Yeah. What was the porno movie we were making last week with the black guy? Cream Street. Yeah.
That's right.
Cream Street. Okay.
You're gonna fucking have a tiger chained up just out of reach and all that shit.
And digitally edit out the chain so it looked like it was just laying there. And, and he was gonna have a spear in his hand, a bow in his nose. a bone in his nose.
You've got to be kidding me.
He's just gonna fuck some guy while a tiger's laying around. Like, yeah, that's like Aborigine, like, you know, African native porn, pygmy, fucking Congo porn. That's how the natives get down. They'll just have a tiger laying around like, fuck it, we're just gonna fuck right here in this African savanna.
Who is the one talking to him, the straight guy trying to convert him?
I don't remember half that show.
Hello?
Hey, is that big Paul Williams there, buddy?
Yes?
Listen, I'm calling from the student machine, and we're going to have...
Why are you phoning me at this time in the morning?
Well, because there's a procession coming by your street here in about 30 minutes.
Why would that bother me?
Well, because we need you to come outside and straighten out your front...
I don't think so.
The front of your home.
If you'll get me out of bed again, have you got your phone number? I'm going to phone you when you're in bed.
No, that would be rude.
Well, you're rude to me.
Well, this is my
job. I've just got out of bed because this phone's got off.
I'm just doing a job, sir. This is just my
job.
Well,
don't do it on my phone number. How you got this phone number?
Oh, it was given to us by the embassy.
What embassy?
The United States UK embassy.
I don't think the United States don't even know who I am.
Yeah, Paul.
So don't give me that bullshit.
Paul Williams.
Where did you get this number from?
Well, because you have a procession coming in front of your house.
Why have you phoned me? Why who's given you my number?
Well, you're already listed here, sir. You're listed.
How am I listed in the American embassy?
Because you're a registered voter, the United Kingdom.
I'm not. Yes, what's got to do with the American...
Embassy.
Why would you have to know my number at the American embassy?
Well, because we have a tribute.
Well, I think you should not phone people up so you don't know.
Cunt, Mr. Cunt. Listen, we... God, he was loud.
You think he'll be even more pissed when you call him back?
Yeah, probably. He sounds like the type that we'll pick up in a second.
He did seem rather thoughtful.
Hello?
Listen, please don't call me, all right, at home, because if I'm sleeping, you wake me up, and that'd be bad.
Yes, well, that's what you've done to me.
Well, I need my rest, you know, when I'm not working.
Yeah, well, I need my rest. I've been working night shift.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm working...
Yeah, well, why do you phone me, then?
I'm working
night
shift.
Do not phone this number again.
Oh, don't be mad. I'm sorry. Listen.
I think what he meant to say was calling back.
He said, I heard him say, call this number again in there somewhere. He said, do call this number.
I'm here 20 minutes, let him fall asleep.
Yeah.
Apologize.
The fuck? What was it? A sleeping? What was
Big
it?
Agnes horse.
Big Agnes? That was a sleeping bag, right? The hell?
Yeah, I got the lady repeated like 2 or 3 times.
Hey, we haven't called them in a while. Remember, wouldn't we just pull up pictures of panties and give them the SKU number and I'd say that I was jerking off to the picture? I haven't done that.
Yeah, you would check out the joke of the day. Yeah. That fucking offended me.
The joke of the day, I never liked it as much as everyone else did, but I like calling up and giving them dirty SKU numbers.
Yeah, I don't remember what I put in for the keywords. It was like horse or something and popped up horse thief, and I'm like, we gotta do that.
Well, Dark Stranger would go on and put in, like, you know, plus size bras and plus size tops and give them those skews and she will get
them. I remember one fatty. You were buying like double eggshells for like your fucking daughter and wife, and you were asking if they were edible and shit. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Well, you can eat anything, dude. All right, maybe we'll call Zappos.
I'm gonna take a look at some SKU numbers real quick.
All right, look up SKU numbers and we'll call Zappos. Sounds like a plan. Bow, 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 bow. Moving right along. Here's Big Dog Pizza on Blair in England. All right. Balls.
Vagina. Blair Street, Jay speaking.
Yes, hi. Do you have tables there that I can sit on?
For how many, sorry?
Just one person. I want to sit at a table. I want to get on top of the table.
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, easy. We've got lots of space.
All right. And do you have lots of things on the table? Can I kick them off or move them off or what?
Menu-wise?
No, not menu-wise. I mean, like, on top of the table, you have flowers. You have napkins. What do you have on the table?
We've got candles and specials on drinks and salt and pepper shakers.
Can I just kick them out? Kick them out of the way and stuff?
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, sure.
All right, so I'm going to stand on top and kick them out of the way.
No worries.
I'm going to put my hands on my hips and, like, tap dance on the table.
On the table, not so cool.
Yeah,
tables are more for eating.
Then I'm gonna jump.
Anyway, we'll see you soon.
I'm gonna jump up and do a flying elbow down on the table and break it in half.
Great. We'll see you shortly then.
And
thank you.
Say, oh, my back. I have this visual of myself tap dancing with my hands on my hips on a table, and then drop kicking it like Hulk Hogan, and then saying, "Ouch, my back."
Clay can help us with some of the moves, man. You have to put a combo on there.
Yeah. Dude, you don't fuck with that leg drop from Hulk Hogan, man. He would drop that leg drop on you, man. You knew that match was over. No one ever got out of that Hulk Hogan leg drop. Every fight Hogan had on pay-per-view, right? He'd get his ass kicked at the beginning, and then he'd do that thing where he starts shaking his head and going no, and then he'd get hit, and he'd bounce right back, and he'd wag his finger like Dikembe Mutombo. You know what I'm talking about? And then, like, the announcers, like, at that point, Bobby Heenan would be pissed off and call bullshit, and then Gorilla Monsoon is like, oh, he's getting his Hulkamaniac reserve powers from the crowd. And then he'd usually, you know, fight back, and the guy would fall on the ground, and he would do his flying leg drop, and then he would pin him, and that was it. That was every single major Hulk Hogan pay-per-view fight right there. Except, and then he would also body slam Andre the Giant. And everyone's like, oh my god! He picked up Andre the Giant! Did Hulk Hogan ever body slam Yokozuna? Wasn't that a big thing that said Hulk Hogan? He kept trying to body slam Yokozuna and he couldn't. Actually, that's why I remember that, when in the 90s. Yokozuna came up and it was that big sumo wrestler guy, and Hogan tried to body slam him and he couldn't. He's like, oh, I can't. He's too heavy. And then that fucking guy, who was the narcissist, Lex Luger, he came running in and body slammed him. And was like, oh my god, Lex Luger! He's stronger than Hulk Hogan. Didn't Lex Luger die? MST3 Clay can tell us. I think Lex Luger died.
Wasn't it on your guy, Mr. Natural?
I don't know. Lex Luger, did he die? I think Luger did. Luger, he overdosed with Elizabeth. Luger died with Elizabeth, I think, right? Now Mikey129 says he's alive.
I can't fucking remember. Wasn't it?
MSC3 Clay says Elizabeth died in an overdose. I guess Lex Luger didn't die. Yeah. Luger did. Yeah, Luger's the one that body slammed Yokozuna. That was so stupid. They were gonna make Lex Luger, supposedly, I believe he was supposed to be like the next Hulk Hogan, like he was gonna be the flagship of the franchise for WWE back then, and he got on the bad side. I don't know if it was a money thing, I don't know. I know there was I think it was Triple H. I think he was supposed to become like the Intercontinental Champion or the World Champion that night. And he got drunk at a bar before the pay-per-view, the night before WrestleMania. And he started bragging to everybody, yeah, I'm going to be the next champion tomorrow. Watch it. It's already scripted. And when the WWE brass got a wind of that, they told him, oh, not anymore. And they gave his part to someone else. I'm trying to remember what that was. I think that was Luger or Triple H, one of those. Anyway, let's keep going with more prank calls. Let's talk about wrestling. Let's talk about wrestling.
I got a few skews in chat for you already.
Here's the big salami in New Zealand. This music matches this place. Big salami. Ken, you want to do an oh fuck yeah to Big Salami? I think that's appropriate.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Big Salami, how can I help?
Oh fuck yeah, Big Salami.
Sorry?
Let me get some of that salami.
Okay. Sorry?
You can't hear him well because it's too loud there. He says he wants Big Salami.
You want some Big Salami?
He said,
I'll eat pizzas.
He says, oh, fuck yeah, Big Salami, man. Like that. That's what he's saying.
I mean.
You know, but you can't hear it. Maybe he can't do it loud because he has kids around and stuff, you know? But he's a pervert. He's perverted. Ken's perverted.
Yeah. Are you guys after some pizza or anything?
Yeah, we're off for a bum, you know, tonight. We fancy a bum tonight. You have a nice little round bum?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there you go. What time you get out? We'll come by.
Nah, I'm all right, bro.
Me and Ken will take turns waxing that bum of yours, you know?
Goddamn.
That tight little asshole. You have a nice virginal asshole? Hello?
Not after I get done with it.
You have a tight virginal asshole? Yes or no?
Tell me. Huh?
Oh, do you have a tight virginal asshole?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, there you go. Fuck yeah, man. Okay, he's just gonna laugh. Fine. You like my Mexican version of that? Oh, fuck yeah, man. Dude, all weekend, starting yesterday on 420 on Sirius on the Raw Dog Comedy Channel, it's been Cheech and Chong 420 weekend. It's been all Cheech and Chong 24 hours a day. Saturday and Sunday, and I was listening to it yesterday at work for a little bit. I had never really listened to Cheech and Chong. I always heard the stories.
Dude, I've got all their albums, man. I had to put it in PBT, man. I got all their movies, too.
Yeah, the movies I've seen. I saw Up in Smoke a lot. I saw every Cheech and Chong movie I've seen, but I never got a chance
to
see
come from the albums, dude. If you listen to the album, you'll hear, when you're watching the movie, it's like listening to the album again, because you'll remember, like, oh, that was one of them off that album, you know?
Yeah, Dave's Not Here and Strawberry and all. But it was cool. They played the music from the soundtracks of the movies, and then they played all the bits. And I was like, yeah, this is kind of funny, you know? I mean, I could see back in the 70s, you know, been the 60s and 70s. When did they start? The 70s, right? There were 70s.
He played guitar, too, man. You know, he played some of that music, man, in there. That Hendrix stuff, he played that, man.
What did he say his name was? Blind Melon? What is it? Blind Melon? What's
Blind Melon Jefferson?
No, it was Blind Melon Chitling, I think, or something, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Blind Melon Chitling. Yeah,
Blind Melon Chitling, I think that was his name, and they kept putting him on.
They said, tell him to take that rubber boot off. He said he did.
Yeah, anyway, so there you go, man. That was fun. I don't think it's on anymore.
I want to do.
Yeah, Clay's saying, you know, wrestling is, I mean, none of it feels good for wrestlers. Yeah, I know, like, they script, you know, like, the plot lines and stuff and the little in-between match scenes, but they're, I mean, and they script, like, major hits, major events in the match and the outcomes and all that, but those guys are still athletes. They're still out there getting banged up, you know, they're... It's not like,
man, I mean, they're hitting. They may not be hitting the force, right? But
yeah,
they are hitting, man.
Yeah, they're jumping. They're doing acrobatics, and they're fucking, you know, flipping each other, and they're really picking each other up and slamming each other down while not hurting each other. You know what I mean? They did. It's hard.
Poor man, drop a lot more than you realize, man, which is what probably keeps them from really getting seriously injured. You know, when they hit that floor, man, I think it must drop several inches, man, because it makes a loud slam, but it doesn't seem to slow them down even a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It seems like I think it drops a good bit and relieves a lot of shock impact.
Yeah, but you're still hitting each other up. It's probably harder on the guy hitting you than the guy on the, you know, if you're on the receiving end of whatever move, you're just got to be there for the most part. But I'm sure like the other guy's got to be careful not to, you know, come down fully or apply too much pressure or make it look believable. That's not easy.
I would have
shit,
to
wear
a skill level commit.
There is a skill. I respect wrestlers. I mean, yeah, it's. I'm not
kind of like gymnastics too,
yeah,
you know.
It's
a lot of that shit is based around like, you know, this wild ass street gymnastics.
Yep. There you go. I missed the big UFC last night, but I heard that one redneck Gabby Tooth guy got engaged. Forgot his name. Henderson? Jameson Henderson? Something like that. He's got a goofy name. He looks real goofy too when he comes out. He's a good fighter, man. He's a good UFC fighter, good mixed martial artist, but holy shit, does he look goofy? He's a redneck. He's a good old boy.
KDK?
No.
Oh.
Here's someone looking for a used wheelchair in good condition. A used wheelchair being searched for in good condition so I can sit down and ride it on the bus and fold it up and go on the car.
You need the portable rattle, man.
All right. Let's go. Yeah, I know, Milkman. I hear you. Hey, look, I'm going back to trying to open my email here. So I can get to request a prank. Just a moment.
I threw some Zappos SKUs in there and shit.
Oh, shit, man. Really?
That federal will hold up the side of a briefcase, man. That's what's so cool about them.
Carissa here has a body wrap side business / only income because her... grandparents buy her everything, a body wrap side business. Okay. She wraps people's abdomen with cloth like fabric and says it takes 2 inches off their waist. Okay. Sounds interesting. Let's see if they answer here. This one goes for a Fizz Hiffy. Fizz Hi-Fi, Fizz Hiffy, Fizz Hyphy, something like that. Maybe I'll try to call the horse, Turkish horse at home. He hasn't answered the last 2 times I've tried to call him. That's the same beat. That sucks. It's just music. I'm not going to sit there and listen to that. Here's Tracy instead. Her husband, Alvin, came home with a baby almost 2 months ago, and it's not hers. They have an open relationship, but I guess he doesn't wear condoms. Very, very responsible. Okay, here we go. Till I die. Enigma, who is that? Enigma, who is that?
8-Ball and MJG.
Thank you.
3-6 Mafia.
Oscar winners, man.
Yeah, too bad they're not a group anymore.
Wasn't that crazy when they won that? I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
They're gonna put these fucking guys on stage to get an Oscar. Oh shit! I was happy for it, man. I was hoping, but I think was that Tupac movie though was nominated for the same award. I really wanted Tupac. I was like, I hope Tupac's movie gets it. But if them dudes get it, that'd be funny as hell. Sure enough,
it's supposed to be coming out with another documentary or movie or something about Tupac.
Is it the biopic? I know they've been working on the biopic. It's been in development hell for a while. They're going to.
Oh yeah, that might be it. The biopic.
Yeah, they're making a Biggie style biopic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Biggie one. The Biggie one was pretty cool. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, they're doing a hologram now too with Biggie.
Sweet, that's a big hologram. A
lot of money.
They just finally got the right powered laser. Hello. Yes, hi. You have a what's going on? Can I speak to Nestor, please?
Who's this?
Oh, this is Cross. Where's Nestor? Nestor.
Hello.
Hi, Nestor. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. I wanted to come over there and give you a nice hug and thank you for all the nice things you did for me. You and Virginia, you know. And I want to give you a hug and pet you on the head and say hi.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Cross. Cross Lopez. Hello.
Lopez.
Cross.
Hello, I'm still here.
I want to come and I want to just touch your head and rub your head and say how you're nice, very good friend. You're my nice little chicken, you know? You're my little chicken, and maybe I give you something to eat. You want, maybe I'll put some corn on my hand and you can eat it, some popcorn in my hand and you can eat it out of my hand. I'll feed it to you like a little bird.
You know what? I don't know you.
Oh yeah, but you're, no, you did a big favor for me. You don't understand. You did so many things. I want to feed you popcorn out of my hand. I want you to get on your knees in front of me and I'll feed you popcorn, little popcorns from my hand. Okay. Right. Like my little chicken. Yeah, the request a prank. When I read it, I was like, I can't do this. To have a bitch daughter who's a spoiled brat, recently divorced and living with her parent. Oh, the daughter was divorced. I thought it was a kid. I didn't want to do that. Sorry. I guess I could have. All right. Well, we did those requests for Fizzy Hizzy Fizzy. All right, and here we go. Brad is passing on his idea, which I referenced earlier in the show, of Brad sending in information for the people, five people who have posted their phone numbers on Facebook. He's recommending we follow the thing he did yesterday, where he says he's a reference, he's doing a reference check. Funny stuff, I thought. All of them answered when he tested it. He can send more as well. First one, my name is Brandy, and we're going to do a reference check on her friend Beth. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Yes, hello, good evening. This is Cross, I'm the manager. I'm calling to do a reference check on your friend Beth Kishbach.
Hold on.
Okay.
We're looking for Beth.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling to do a reference check for a Beth Kishbach. She put you down as a reference here.
Okay.
Okay, can you confirm that this person is, well, that you know this person, Kish? Kish?
Yeah, I know her.
Okay, do you know, would you give her a positive rating on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, is she reliable?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She says that you used to be her supervisor, her manager?
Yeah.
Okay, and did she work with you?
Oh, goodness. I don't remember exactly how long.
She has here 3 years. 3 years, it says.
It sounds about right.
That's about right. Okay, good. And then she also says that she smoked marijuana on a regular basis while she worked for you. She smoked marijuana 3 to 4 times a week, and that she drank on a daily basis alcoholic beverages.
Oh, wow. No, that doesn't sound right.
She said that in the workplace here that you folks openly smoked marijuana in the bathroom.
Hmm. No.
Okay. All right. So you're saying this is a lie, that she's a liar then?
No, not usually.
All right. So then she does smoke marijuana. She did smoke marijuana with you then. I got her.
Probably a real long time ago.
All right. So you two smoked marijuana a long time ago. You've known her for a long time?
Yeah.
And you used to smoke marijuana together before, a long time ago?
Probably a long time ago, yeah.
Okay, all right. Did you guys have a lot of sex back then also?
Who is this?
I'm Cross. I'm from the Walmart. We're doing a reference check.
Oh, well, I've never heard questions like this on a reference check before.
No, I pulled up random checks, people that paid with a check, and I'm calling the references on here.
Okay.
Okay. So, you guys had, when did she lose her virginity? Did you guys lose it around the same time?
I have no idea.
Okay, alright. Is she the type of girl maybe that would give favors to get ahead in the company? Quid pro quo? Is she pro quid pro quo?
I have no idea what that even means.
Quid pro quo means this for that. It's a saying where, like, I say, well, if you do this for me, then maybe you can get a promotion, you know?
No.
You don't think she would do that?
No.
Would you?
No.
So then, what about your, was that your husband I was talking to?
Yes.
Could you put him back on, please, just so I could wrap up?
Hello?
Yeah, we're a little concerned here because we were doing a reference check, but it seems like your wife is lying, to us about the situation, so.
Oh, okay, you got, they do it at 2 o'clock at night.
I'm pretty upset because she said that she was her manager. She was never her manager because I made that up. I made up that she put down that she was her manager.
When the fuck did call reference check at 2 o'clock at night?
Because she applied, she said this is the time to call, that she was available for phone calls, she says.
Okay, whatever.
So Beth smoked marijuana with her wife a long time ago? All right, cool.
Miss Fairchild, I'm going to need you to stay late again and take...
Shut up, Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy isn't dead. I think he just had a stroke, but I don't think he died. I don't know what's the update on Ron Jeremy. Let's get that. Excuse me. Let's get that information. All right, so that was Beth. Now we're doing Andy. Andy Toth. Do a reference check on his friend Glenn Armstrong. Glenn Armstrong, huh? Jeez. Sounds like a astronaut or something. The number is in the beginning.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
No answer there. Next one, instead, a reference check on Tara on behalf of Ann Bendler. Okay. Going to be wrapping up the show here pretty soon. That was a callback we just got, but they hung up real quick. Anyway.
Hello?
Yes, this is Ann.
Yes, it is.
And my name is Cross. I'm calling from... I'm the hiring manager here for the evening shift. And I'm doing a reference check on your friend Tara Wilkham Blair. Okay. And she has you down here as a reference. Would you give her a positive feeling, positive vibe, positive karma?
Yes.
Okay. She says that she worked for you for 3 years. You were her manager.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and can you tell me, like, was she a good person?
Yes.
Okay, she has down here that she smoked marijuana several times with you, and she said that it was an open area, the employment place. People were allowed to drink and smoke marijuana there. Hello? Marijuana. She hung up. I'm not doing this as good as Brad did. Brad does a better job. Hello?
Hi, Rachie Ann's voice.
I'm really bad at that. Brad, I don't want to ruin those numbers, man. I suck at that. For some reason, I really suck at all those social engineering shits. I wish I was good, but I's not. Well, I'm bummed out. I'm a fail. Good night, Lonesome's girl. Lonesome's woman. We got a number for Tyrone, Charles, Harold, Pam, and Arnetta, all living together in Detroit, Michigan in the same apartment. Nice. This is from Lonesome Loser. Maybe we make this the last call of the night. So I'm thinking it's time, you know? Unless I take a break. I mean, I don't have to be up early tomorrow. I could go try to recharge, but... Hello? Sorry. Oops. Hello?
Hi, did somebody call this number?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was a while ago, and you didn't answer the phone.
Okay, who is this?
This is Cross. I'm calling from... I'm doing a reference check for a Glenn... Do you know who that is?
Yeah, that's my uncle.
Okay, and he said here that he put you down as a reference. So you're saying that he's a positive person. We wouldn't have a problem. We wouldn't have a problem hiring him here to be a.
He's actually a professor.
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe he's doing an experiment, a social experiment or something. Is he like a psychology professor? Or what does he teach? I don't get it.
Language arts.
What?
Language arts and, like, writing.
You see, I think maybe he's... Yeah. So you say he's a pretty good professor? He's well-documented as a good person?
Absolutely.
He said he's on the sexual offenders registry, however. Would you know anything about that? Did he molest any children or any of his nephews or nieces?
Absolutely not.
Did he ever touch you in your bathing suit area?
Absolutely not.
And none of your... Do you have sisters and brothers and all that?
A few.
Okay, alright. So, and as far as you know, he never touched them in their genitalia or their private areas?
Never.
Never had any sexual that you know of. Okay. Is he homosexual or heterosexual?
Heterosexual.
Okay. Does he? How many times does he drink a day?
Not often.
Not often at all. Does he ever get drunk to the point where he's laughing and being more friendly than usual?
Not that I've ever seen.
Does he get angry when he's drinking?
Nope.
No, he stays the same?
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Does he ever masturbate in the shower?
I would not know that.
Okay.
Who is this? Is this for real?
Yeah, I'm cross.
Seems kind of sketch.
Well, no, because he's going to be also working. We're probably going to put him to clean the bathrooms. And the last guy we had, he would go in the bathroom and masturbate while he, instead of cleaning, he would start cleaning and he would get aroused if he saw dirty toilet paper or something and he would start to masturbate there. And it took him a long time because he was on Zoloft. So it took him a long time to reach, you know, climax. And we had to let him go. It was just taking way too long. He would clean it up okay. And everything. He would clean it up. He would clean out the semen and sperm and the stray pubic hairs and everything. And he would turn on the faucet. He did it in the handicapped bathroom, and he'd turn on the faucet so you couldn't hear the noise from the masturbation, you know? But still, it was right. This is rude, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So you don't think your Uncle Glenn would do anything like that, like masturbate in the bathroom?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That sounds good. Maybe I'll give him a call, you know? I'm one of his students. I'm sorry. Don't tell him. I'm one of his students. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm one of his students, and I hate him.
Really?
He won't let me drop his class. He's an asshole.
Okay, man.
You tell him Cross Lopez thinks he's an asshole, okay?
All right, bro.
All right, all right. And then pull down his pants. All right, you goofy fucker, man. Why doesn't he get mad? I did all the normal shit, right? I talked about masturbation. I talked about in the shower. I talked about molesting his brothers and sisters and him.
Yeah, it was good. You got like he was into it.
Stupid.
Stupid, Ed.
It's been a stupid show. Listen, I'm going to go, all right? Jose... Get your shit. Oh, not Jose. Jose is gone. Damn, Enigma. I thought you were a Jose Enigma. I'm sorry. Bye, Enigma.
See you later, man.
Change your avatar back. I like Larry instead of Curly. I'm just saying. That was a real pimp picture of Larry. You look real pimp in it.
Yeah, I like to swap him around. I'll change it, though.
Yeah, that Larry, when he looks like a pimp, he's got the hat on and looks like a fucking gangster. It's really
he's
cool.
A G, man.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right, you, bro.
Enigma is a big fan of Tupac Shakur and the Three Stooges. Big Ken is here. Ken, happy birthday, son of a bitch. Happy birthday. Bye.
Ah, go fuck yourself.
Birthday's over, so who cares about you? Bye.
Yeah.
I cut him off because we don't care. Milkman. You hear Milkman? Hey, Milkman. No Milkman. Oh, well. Well, I guess I'll wrap it up. Thanks to everyone who helped us out tonight and sent in numbers, including Hizzy Fizzy, Nunu, and the Lonesome Loser, and Jose. Yeah, everyone who was on. Again, happy birthday to Big Ken. Enigma joined us. Big AMD joined us. The Milkman was here. Thank you. I think that's everyone who joined us tonight. Thank you, everybody. Big shout out to Cacti Radio and Blue Planet Prank Radio, where we've been graciously co-broadcasting tonight. We had about average of 160 listeners, I'd say, give or take 15 or 20 at various intervals. So that was awesome. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Sorry the video feed wasn't up as much today, but I was doing private things here that you don't need to see, things that are private. Carlos time only. Y'all have a good night there, folks. We'll catch you next week. MaghouseLive.com is the website. Shows on Friday nights and Saturday nights and Sunday nights. Bye.